It's a weird relationship with your mother, like going back to your when you first started it. I was excited and like a little bit nervous, and I approached my mother with it, and she looked at my panties and saw, and then she was really disappointed and angry with me.
No.
And then she was like, lay in the room, I'll be back. And then she went and got pads and then came back and then just briefly showed me how to use a pad and then left the room.
Girl, you'll be a woman. I love you so much, can't count all the ways I died for you, girl, and all they can say is,
good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to a very ghoulish and bloody skeptic tank for Halloween.
God, I'm bad at impressions. Characters, impressions, I'm just not good. I mean, was that a ghost or was it a vampire? Because I was going for vampire. It's very bloody. No. God.
You guys, today, for Halloween, the Skeptic Tank is all about blood. It is all about blood. I invited my friends Amber Nelson, Sarah Tolomash, Adrian Appalucci to tell me about periods. That's right, you guys. Here's some synonyms from Urban Dictionary. I'm asking them to tell me about women's trouble. These are so good. The time of the month, you know. That's not bad. A lot of women, you guys, you don't realize, they have to surf the crimson wave once a month. It's shark week for them. And Sally, what does that mean? And when they ride in the cotton pony, or red tide as you might know it, things get weird. Things get weird. They got to go on the rag because they're on the blob. On the blob. That's disgusting. We'll talk about that in here a little bit. My favorite thing about this podcast was Amber's mom's reaction to her getting her first period. You know, she's in her flower. In her flowers? This is my favorite. This might be my favorite. Have the painters in. Get runs wed rings. Flow. Delicate. Crimson Wave, Cousin Red, and then, obviously, Aunt Flo. Ladies and gentlemen, this Skeptic Tank is all about blood. I'm going to call Aunt Flo. I will be in Austin, Texas, taping my special November 5th. Why don't you guys get tickets at arishafir.com. November 5th. And tonight, another episode of This Is Not Happening. On Comedy Central at midnight Eastern, 11 o'clock Central. On Comedy Central tonight is Maria Bamford, Andrew WK, and Al Jackson. It's also on the app. And, oh, good news, you guys, for Canada and Australia. Okay, it's half a win. It's not a full win. But this season's This Is Not Happening will be available on YouTube. They are now available on YouTube. So you can see Pete Johansson's, Maria Bamford's, Doug Stanhope's full-length story, Sal Volcano's full-length story, and Joe List's full story, all right now on This Is Not Happening playlist on YouTube. Go to YouTube, type in This Is Not Happening playlist. Anyone else in America, you can see 100 videos. But Canada and Australia, it's a start. I'm still fighting to get the rest of them up, but this season, every Tuesday, check back for a new story. So my special is taping November 5th. Come out. I'm also going to be there the 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. If you can't come the 5th, that's totally fine. Come another day. Same material. Don't come to two shows. Let me tell you guys real quick about the Jewish, quick Jewish law about periods. Women, when they have their periods, are unclean. Unclean. So when you're married, there's a good fact part of this too. When you're married, you can't fuck your wife when she's on her period. And here's what on her period means. It means from the first moment you see any spotting of blood, according to this podcast, it's day one. And then you go through day two, the heavy times, I guess. And then day three, the last day of spotting, the last day you see any blood, you then have to wait 7 completely clean days. Kind of like microwavable popcorn. And they tell you to wait 3 seconds in between pops. And it's like pop, 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 pop. It's like, obviously, that's not time. But it's like pop, pop, pop. pop. Like, was that pop, pop? No. One, two, pop, pop, pop. One, two, pop, pop, pop. One, pop, pop, pop. One, two, three, pop, pop, pop. Ooh, I don't know if that counts. And then you just burn everything. 7 clean days. After which time, you have to go to a mikveh, a ritual cleaning bath of 40 amos of water. Amma is a unit of measurement. You need, come on, guys, what do you think? You just bathe in not 40 amos of water? A lake will do it too. I think a river, maybe it can't be flowing. I forget. And then you clean yourself, and then you're clean. By the way, if you don't go to the mikveh, you're not clean. So you can wait the 7 clean days. So if a so here's the deal. Dudes are then waiting for the wives to be clean. So from the start of their period, they can't fuck. They wait three to 5 days, and then a full 7. So we're talking about 10 to 12 days. That's if you go to the period the next day. I mean, if you go to the mikveh the next day. If you don't, you come home, your husband's like, you went to the mikveh? And you're like, oh, I couldn't. I'm so sorry, but I had this meeting that... The Tompkins account was threatening to leave, and I had to brainstorm last second. I was on the phone. Wait, so you didn't go to the mikveh? Sure, so we can't fuck today? I mean, but I saved the... You're not even going to ask me how the Jenkins account went? I forgot the name I used. No, obviously. I mean, you just don't want me for my sex, do you? No. No, how did the Jenkins account... How did the Jenkins account go? I fucking saved it. I saved the whole thing. Oh yeah, no, that's great. No, you're always great at that. So, but you didn't on the way home. You didn't couldn't go to the mikveh. Well, I had to prepare dinner. I would have gone takeout. The Jaffa Gate pizza place is open. So you're going tomorrow though, right? Yeah, I'm going tomorrow. Okay. Well, fuck tomorrow. And then you're waiting 10, 12, 13 days. Now you want to fuck. And now, according to my memory from when I was younger, which now that I think about it, sounds not true. Now you're at the most fertile. So you're sending all these men. You're penning them up for fucking 12 days. And you're sending them out to fuck their wives when they're at the most fertile. It's a perfect plan, you guys. If you want babies in your race... It's a perfect plan. So a lot of guys, what they'll do, a lot of married couples, they'll have, instead of having a king or queen bed, they'll have two twin beds and they'll put them together. They'll put a king size, duvet or blanket on top of that. And then when they're in a period, they'll move those beds apart and they'll put two twin mattresses and two twin blankets on them. So you almost have like a dorm roommate. So you don't get tempted to fuck your wife in her period. Oh, but Ari, you might ask, what would happen if you're fucking your wife and then she starts a period? Well, that's covered. Oh yeah, it's covered in the Talmud. What you're supposed to do is look up, think about the glory and anger of God. Oh, I guess if you look, by the way, the Talmud only has in it one position you could possibly be in. It can't be like you're offside fucking her one leg over you, got it pretzeled up. You choking her fucking with your left hand, holding her hair back with your right, and then maybe switch, holding her hair and slapping a tit with your left. You're giving it to her. No, that's not covered. What's only covered? Yeah, you can't be on top. Looking up if she's on top. No, only missionary. So you're fucking missionary, the Talmudic way. She's on her period. She's like, Oh, fuck, sweetheart, I just started bleeding. Don't pull out. No, you're not supposed to pull out. You're supposed to look up, think of that glory and anger of God, and you know he'll be mad at you. You don't want to fuck an unclean woman. So you look up and you're like, oh my God, God's going to be mad. Wait until you become flaccid, until you lose your heart on, and then you pull out. I'm not making that up, you guys. That is the rule. And then you pull out. Doesn't say whether or not you should clean your dick afterwards and get the fucking blood off, or whether she should clean up. I guess that's dealer's choice. I guess you're allowed to do that if you want. yeah, I mean, I guess that's on you at that point. You can do whatever. There's no good deed or sin on that. All right, shall we start the episode? Oh, you guys. Okay, so if there's any musicians out there, I'm looking for something for my special. Please tune in to the outro. I'll just do it right now. You guys, I need a song. For my special, I need two songs. I need it to open both halves. So I want something that sounds like this. Either this White Stripes riff. Okay, just that. Or something like this fun song. But just the beginning. Here we go. So if you have either one of those, something like that in your music library, I will pay. Not much. I'm funding this special on my own, but I will pay. I need something to sound, just to go over a graphic to open my special. A weird moving graphic. One is me as a child, one is me as an adult. So I want something fucking pop, but kind of simple, but also like vibrant. Like the White Stripes song, that guitar is pretty indicative. Some hard, cool, or the piano, you know, something fucking cool, but simple. And it's like we're here starting this special right now. Instrumental only. All right. If you have anything, let me know. Send me something at contact@arithegreat.com. I would appreciate it. We'll figure out how much I can pay you. Probably only like, I don't know, max probably a couple hundred. I'm losing money on this. So yeah. But if you have something, you know, I want something cool, and I'll give you credit and everything too. All right, let's start the episode. Ladies and gentlemen, Ari Shaffir, Skeptic Tank. And if you know people in Austin, send them out. Ari Shaffir, Skeptic Tank, episode 282. Aunt Flo. With Adrian Appalucci, Sarah Tolomash, and Amber Nelson. Starts now. Oh, and the sound is messed up. I had it set on the mic and not the corded mics. So it still sounds okay. It just sounds a little bit hollow. That same thing I did with the Mike Fenoya thing on Fish and Grateful Dead. And we're all fucking holding mics to our faces like fucking morons. And it's just recording ambient sound. It wasn't bad for ambient sound. But anyway, the point is, that's the reason the sound is a little weird. You can still quite very clear. There's one moment where I moved the thing. But whatever. I'm not going to throw it out. For the ladies, you guys. For the ladies. Aunt Flo starts now.
This wing is like
yeah.
Do you need water or anything? Alright, let me know if you do. What are you doing for Halloween?
I don't know. I don't have any plans. I never dress up.
I'm going to try to stay home and avoid everyone.
I've done that a lot.
Yeah. I do, like, the one time I did dress up, I did have a great time.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's amazing how much better it is if you actually just go for it.
Participate in life.
You just do it?
Yeah.
I think I'm going to go with one of those creepy kids from the 1800s. You know, they always had like the weird masks and the pointy hats and it's so fucking spooky.
What, like Children of the Corn? Or like?
Yeah, well, you've seen these photos, like 1800s kids.
And they dressed up like adults, but they didn't know they were different.
They were just like vintage Halloween costumes.
Yeah, spooky as fuck, huh?
They're weird.
What mask? Oh, you mean like something you put over your face?
Kind of. Well, sometimes they have masks. Sometimes they have just like a weird pointy hat. Sometimes just like a weird, like flowy costume. You've seen these photos, right?
I don't know.
They're all over on Facebook right now.
Gotta check it out.
Oh, you're not on social media too much.
I am. I am on a computer.
Oh, okay.
I just don't sit there at the back table and at the stand and
scroll.
Look at them all over.
You don't waste your life looking through Facebook?
It's these moments like, what? You don't know about that? It's like, yeah, it's better.
Yeah,
it's probably the right decision.
Yeah. Don't waste hours just getting mad about stuff for no reason on Facebook.
That's when I started deleting people when I was getting mad at this one lady over and over again. And then it was like, I don't know who she is.
Yeah.
And then I was like, and then finally I deleted her. It was so freeing. And I deleted everybody.
That is a great feeling.
Birthday deletions.
Yes, when they come up
each today is your today is Seltzer's birthday. Well, I don't know you. Goodbye.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. So you're just like floating in the space alone?
Well, yeah. Eventually. No, I still have like 950 friends, but like not 5,000 anymore.
It's yeah, like your better. Goal by the time you die is just to have one Facebook friend.
Then I don't know him.
Yeah. You're like, you're my best friend.
Yeah. Last year I went as a minion.
A minion?
Yeah, I just bought a costume at Target.
Oh. I also think if you're not drinking on Halloween, it's not that much fun.
Yeah.
So agreed.
That's why I'm like, I'll just stay
home. Oh, you're not a drinker?
No.
You don't want to lose your life to the chasms of alcohol?
I mean, I think if I could do it once and it would just be over my life, then yes. But to drag it out...
Have you ever had a drink before?
Yeah.
Oh, you're going sober because you have so many.
I have a lot of addictions. That's why I don't drink.
There's so few people that have never had a drink.
Yeah. I met one of them and I was like, have a drink, man. He was kind of a psychopath. And I was like, have a drink. He's like, no, just never wanted it. And I don't want to peer pressure anybody into anything, but it kind of like pissed me off.
There are people like that that don't drink because people in their family are really bad alcoholics and they're scared of being alcoholics.
I'll barely accept that.
I know a lot of people like that.
Yeah, I asked him though. I said, is your family alcoholic?
Abused by alcoholics in their family and they're like, I'm scared to be like that.
And he said no?
He said no. It doesn't run in my family. He's like, I don't want to lose myself or something.
Maybe he's a pedophile and he has something else.
Yeah.
Maybe he's into something else.
You're like, it's too good to be true.
It takes me off my game.
There we go. Thank God we're not pedophiles, huh?
Oh, yeah. I'm always grateful for that. God. And I know it's
weird. They didn't catch that bug?
Yeah. Because that's a horrible bug to have.
Yeah. It's kind of sucky.
Yeah. I'm sure you have that mental torment of like,
yeah. I saw one of those guys from To Catch a Predator, and he was I don't know if he got caught the second time. I think it was the first time, but he knew what it was. And the guy was like, whatever the anchor's name is, was like, you know, why are you doing this? But they give him their 10 minutes to make TV.
Yeah.
Before they arrest him. And the guy knew. He's like, can you just send in the cops so they can take me down and execute me?
Yeah.
Execute?
Yeah, he knew he couldn't stop. So he's like, someone needs to do this for me.
Like not being able to stop wanting to fuck kids.
My cousin's a pedophile. And
really?
He just got married to like a very fat, sweet girl. And does not love her, obviously. But I think he did it just to like appease his family and the town and just like...
Try
something so he doesn't look weird. But he's an absolute...
For sure pedophile.
Is he registered?
No, he was never caught.
Why are you going to buy him a wedding gift?
Yeah. Yeah,
it sounds like that.
I thought you were registered to buy him a wedding gift.
Oh, man. Well, when we were in high school, he would like go... He babysit these two young boys that were 6 and 8 years old and would be like, oh, I teach them how to masturbate. And I was like...
That is not...
That's not normal. And I told...
That's
not right. And I told the adults and they were like...
Was he teaching them like he was jerking them off?
He was jerking off around them, watching them jerk off. And I told adults and they did nothing. And then it circulated around and then his mother was like, you ruined his life. And I was like, I think he ruined his own life.
But, you ruined his life by telling?
By telling adults, and then nobody did anything, because I just wanted him to get away from those kids, right?
Dude, that's when everybody reacts to, like, Sandusky and the Penn State stuff, and, like, I would have stepped in. How could those people not step in? I knew a guy in a neighborhood, and they're like, they just tell their kids to stay away from that one boy.
Yeah.
No one does anything. It's too uncomfortable.
Yeah, and, like, anybody who makes a step, you're like, you've ruined him, you've ruined the town. It's so gross.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's weird how you're like, who does that? And then when you, it's just like a constant, the same story
over. And usually the people who do tattletale, they are the ones that get persecuted because it's harder to imagine that your child is a pedophile
than someone making it up.
Than like someone just made it up or like they're just like causing problems.
I forgot I was talking to, but I think it was Greg Stone. I don't know why, but... You're just talking about, like, pedophiles, and it's like, somebody came out and was like, as a pedophile, and they're like, I haven't fucked any kids, but I want to. He's like, and people were giving him slack for it, and he's like, but I want other people to know they can come out and talk to me about it. But that's kind of how, like, alcoholics help other alcoholics. Like, that's
he was having help, though, huh? I mean, people were like, good for you, or were they like, yeah.
No, people like wanted to kill this guy, and he's like, I don't care if you guys want to kill me. He's like, I want to fuck these kids, but he's like, I'm not doing it. He's like, but I want to help other people. I want other people to know they can come talk to me about it.
That's cool.
And I feel like people don't, it's such a taboo thing where no one can ever talk about it, so people just live with it by themselves.
And he's like, I haven't done any. I won't do it. I haven't done it.
Well, this guy, so guess, you... there was a story. I don't know. You'd have to ask Greg about it. But he knew about this guy that either came out on TV or some story. But I've been fighting these urges my whole life, and I just want other people to know they can come talk to me.
Wow.
That's. I feel like that's a good idea. I mean, it's still like ooky kooky, but
it is. But like, imagine you couldn't not want to fuck kids. Like, imagine that. Like, I can't imagine because it's not something I want to do, but if that was your life, wouldn't you want to be like, I want someone to help me without just judging me the whole time?
Yeah. And without, like, you know, someone should give you a high five for not going online and looking at kids that are raped.
I don't know. There should be some incentive.
Some incentive for sure.
Yeah.
For, like, I heard a lot of people go into the priesthood because they know they have these urges, and yeah. Like, let me intentionally go into a place where I'm not allowed to do
but
anything.
And they're fucking kids.
Or they're fucking kids. It doesn't work out.
Yeah, and then becomes a huge epidemic.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There's a huge child sex ring within higher powers.
In fact, God, I'm obsessed with the one with the Hollywood ring.
Oh, yeah, the young boy actors. Like, you want to be an actor, you're fucking, this is how you gotta do
yeah,
it.
Yeah, and they keep saying, like, any day now that they're going to
you're
be...
very obsessed with that story.
Well, because it's, like, kind of like a puzzle where you're trying to fit the pieces of, like, who could this leader be that they say it is?
Wow.
And they speculate Martin Sheen, Charlie Sheen's dad.
Whoa.
Maybe.
As one of them.
He's like the Pied Piper?
Yeah, that's what... That's a speculation.
I bet you would never suspect who it was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I kind of feel like Martin Sheen would suspect.
Bobby Lee said he was invited to some, like, hot tub party in the hills, and it was, like, four or five guys like that. It was early when in his stand-up, so, like, if they like you, they'll make you... And he was just, like... He got in his head, like, they're going to want to fuck. And
how old
was he? 25-ish, you know, like, but young.
Too old.
Maybe. Maybe 20, I don't know.
25 is, if you're an older guy, and you look at a 25-year-old guy or a girl, you're like, they're really
wide-eyed in Hollywood, like, what's going on?
But weren't they, like, young kids they were going after?
Yeah, like, 15, 14-year-olds.
I don't know if it would have happened, but he said he didn't know if he could say no to the idea that he would make it in Hollywood. So
did he go? Or?
He said, no, he goes, nah, I can't go.
Oh, you gotta go.
Yeah.
Get your asshole plugged.
He should have just brought a friend with him.
Yeah. Well, it was already in the car.
Oh, okay.
It's good to hear that it's happening to guys, too.
And not just girls?
Yeah.
Oh, I feel like it's mostly guys.
I feel like it's mostly little boys. Yeah.
No.
Well,
it is nice. It is nice. You're right.
Yeah,
it would be terrible if it's only girls.
Yeah. I feel like girls are like 15 to 17. Like, you got a little bit of titty on you.
Yeah.
You know?
And then maybe we just get murdered and buried in the hills.
Right. Yes.
Yeah. Where we don't get a career.
That is a nice place to die, though.
It's true.
I heard a doctor say statutory rape law should be changed because men stop changing sexually at 18 and women stop at 16. And the 18 number was just a random number somebody came up with.
Hmm. So he's saying girls should be 16 years old?
Yeah.
Sounds like he wants to fuck 16-year-old girls.
Does it sound like that?
Yeah,
for
yeah,
sure
nice
it sounds like
buddy.
That.
That's really gross. I was walking through the Hollywood
I can't wait till they go, you know, we change it. It should be 14.
So gross.
Yeah, we keep pushing it.
With hormones these days, 12 is okay.
I just like it when they don't have opinions. I was walking through the Hollywood lot, and there was a girl that couldn't have been more than 16. Very, very pretty, and she had her head shot in her hands and was talking on the phone with her mom. And she's like, yeah, Mom, the director wants me to come over to his house tonight for a callback. I know, I'm so excited. So you could tell her mother was, like, pushing her to go fuck this old director.
Wow.
Yeah. It was so gross.
I was going to come to his house for a callback.
And that was just a blatant, like, just on her phone in front of everybody.
I've statutoried, like, of adult age people. Like, talk them into it, where I'm like, wait a minute, that was that easy to convince you? You didn't want
to
have
sex? To come over?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's like, come on, seriously, it'd be nuts. And they're like, okay. It's like, wait, I feel like if you were a little more, like...
Older.
Yeah, instead of 23, if you were, like, 30, you would be like, no, I said no, that's it.
Yeah, like, 30s are a little more like, fuck you, I got a fart. And I'm
yeah.
Like,
so, yeah. Like, I'm doing something, you're not, no, I have
are
responsibilities.
Are you hip to those tricks at that age?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
a big reason why people like younger kids is because they'll just do whatever you want.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I remember I lived out.
It's like Korean barbecue. Yeah. How about Japanese? Whatever. Yeah, that sounds great too.
Well, especially with this.
Especially?
Business, especially. Okay. Well, because I feel like there's plenty of times where I've gone to do a podcast in the middle of New Jersey with people I've never met before. Uh-huh. And it's been successful, but I leave there thinking, that's crazy. I could have just been murdered. Like, there's so many ways to lure you in.
There's a lot of ways to lure you in.
I could go to a comedy festival. Yeah, I know. It's so sad.
Early Tinder, everybody was saying that.
Yeah. Craigslist was a big one, too.
Yeah, Craigslist. But there was no, like, record of that. But Tinder was always like, no, you can see out here who I'm going out with.
Yeah.
Well, there was a Craigslist murderer.
Yeah. With those... What was that Craigslist thing? Come over and bone, whatever they were.
The what?
They're just like the... Not misconnections on Craigslist. It was something where it was just like... There's people just hooking up.
Oh, yeah.
Like 10, 12 years ago. Mm-hmm. Erotic or something. They took it off because it was under the gigs and it was just straight up prostitution.
It was like male for male or something. Like, or male for female.
Or like couples looking for one person to swing with them.
The unicorn hunters.
Yeah, I like looking through those and you always want to just... Go to that place and just see the couple.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But not be the.
To see if they're actually hot.
Yeah.
Or if they're Big J and Christine.
Yeah.
Or like, what happens when they like lock you in there?
But you meet in a restaurant, right?
Yeah.
I don't think you meet in a restaurant.
I think if they're actually hot, they wouldn't do it on Craigslist. They would just like meet a friend that was like French, you know?
Yeah.
Like, oh, wait, you know?
Yeah.
Like, oh, my, just my friend's in town. I know somebody.
Yeah. I think they're all just ugly.
Yeah.
Or it seems like that. They don't want to leave the house.
Maybe. I have a friend who I used to like, we used to like hook up, like attractive, and she was like, wanted to sexually liberate herself. She went on one of those Craigslist things.
Yeah.
I think I was like, send me a picture. She was like, fuck you. I'm hot and I'm coming over.
Yeah.
Like, you're not getting a picture.
Hmm. What happened? Is she okay?
She went. She was fine. She did it. She felt free.
Was he gross?
Mm-mm.
You're just a dude?
Just a dude. Yeah. She said he was okay looking.
Hmm. Oh, yeah. I picture just like a dude with a gut and just like crusty is under his gut.
Yeah. Like a really old guy with money.
Yeah, she might have gotten his picture somehow, but he didn't get hers.
Smart girl.
Smart girl.
Well, I guess she could put his name up on Facebook.
That could be.
Look at people that way.
If you have their first and last name.
That's true.
I would just think in the middle of sex, this guy is going to murder me.
Oh, yeah, a strange guy. Absolutely.
Just murder. Yeah. Just like basic instinct, but they being back and take an ice pick and then just start
just
going
somehow, stabbing you.
I was in
stabbing seems like the worst.
The worst of a shot. I was in Seattle and I was just there for a month, like visiting, and I met a guy and we started having sex, and it was the day of his father's funeral. Instead of going to his dad's funeral, he had sex with me. And I slept with a knife under the bed, under the pillow.
Wow.
Just in case he tried to get me, I could stab him.
But you did it with him?
I did.
Yeah.
I mean, I did sex with him.
I love how women are like, he's going to kill me. It's like, no, they already got, like, it would only be rape. Most guys are not, they don't want to murder. They just want to get laid. But once they got laid, then it's like.
And they have it all out of them.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, I don't need to.
You're like, I feel good now.
I mean, maybe they're just also murderers.
They could also be murderers. I feel like those wouldn't also.
I feel like murderers are like, if I can also fuck you, why not?
Yeah, why not before you go? And then maybe afterwards?
Yeah.
Why not get a quick.
I mean, I'm going to murder.
I'm going to murder.
I'm going to murder.
You seem
like you're into this.
Just throw this one in.
It's like when you make people dig their own graves.
Yeah.
You're like, hey, help me out before
That's
I kill you.
Pretty smart.
Yeah.
I'd be like, no.
Yeah, just
I mean, that, this only goes one way.
I know, because then, if they're too lazy to dig your grave after, like,
then
you
not,
may have
then
cut
then
your chances
then they
down.
May not kill you.
Yeah.
Or, like, they might get caught. Or also, even if they do dig your grave for you, it's like, fuck you, you do the work. You're going to kill me and I'm going to work for you?
That, I want you that to feels sweat. So empowering.
To say no?
Yeah, to say no to digging your own grave.
Yeah.
Because then I think the guy's just like, okay, fine.
Yeah.
You got a gun on me. I guess I'll do everything.
A gun seems fine. Like, if you just shoot me in the head, sure. But if you had, like, a baseball bat or, like, some chains.
You're just
going
to bash my brains in.
Yeah, that's a little...
And then every, like, flashback of your life keeps coming in as you're getting hit in the face.
Oof.
God. oh, my dad didn't love me. And there's one bash to the brain.
And then one random bad memory that you're like, why is that one in there?
Oh, I didn't put my french fries at McDonald's. Why did that one...
I was just like, she's so fun.
Remember when you embarrassed yourself at that party? Like,
remember nobody showed up to your birthday party?
That's what you remember, the party
you threw in the water. Where are these memories coming back?
Oh, God, I hope I die soon.
Yeah. It's never a good thing. Only in movies, it's always good things.
Yeah. Just like sunsets and family time. But never like you walking through a fly screen.
Or falling in the airport.
Yeah.
Or running with your backpack on. Having toilet paper on your shoe.
Yes.
And walking on stage. You know, stuff like that.
So what happened to you last week, didn't it?
No, I didn't walk on stage.
Did you really?
I did have toilet paper and I was walking around for a little bit.
I know. Anytime that you do have toilet paper on the bottom of your shoe, I'm always like, oh, an oldie but a goodie.
It's always so, everyone's always like, oh my god, you have toilet paper on your
shoe. Like, it's the most embarrassing thing.
Yeah, like you just got.
But it's like, it's not coming out of my ass and out of my pants. No, it's just like, I stepped on it. It's on my shoe. It's okay.
It's so embarrassing.
Your turds are actually still on the toilet paper.
Now we all know you were in a bathroom.
Yeah. Ooh.
Like,
yeah,
look at the disgrace.
Indoor plumbing. It's not that bad.
I want to meet the person that's legit embarrassed by that.
Oh my god. Yeah. I feel so bad for you.
There are people that get embarrassed by little things, and I'm like, I can't be your friend.
Yeah, yeah. I agree. It's weird.
Yeah, yeah. You can't take it? No. You probably have no personality.
I think as a comic, you probably get embarrassed by less.
True.
Yeah.
Like, I've been in a store, and, like, my mother or someone will try and shout at me to embarrass me, and I will just shout louder. Like, you know when people get embarrassed in stores?
Yeah.
I don't care. That doesn't bother me.
Yeah. Gonna lean into
or fight in a supermarket, like, I don't, stuff like that never.
Were you guys at Berg's wedding?
Yes.
Then those people were trying to cross the bridge and we're like, hey, can you please go around, there's a wedding, and like, well, I could go if I want it. We're like, oh my god, please stop. I can't get an
armpit right now. I didn't go to the
wedding.
Yeah.
Like, people, like, they were being rude,
just tourists, like, why there's no sign, like, there's a sign right over there, please. Well, I want to go. Oh, are you an animal?
Yeah.
There is a wedding happening.
Just chill. People are animals.
You're wearing shorts and a tank top.
Yeah.
People are animals.
People are animals in this city.
And if you don't get your way, they pitch a fit.
Oh, yeah. Like, sometimes if you're in their way for just a brief moment, I always see, like, a woman or a guy just go, ugh. You know, like that.
Yeah.
They're so put out where you're like, what? It's not even that big of a deal.
City.
I went first one time, like, it's one of those awkward, humans are mashed up together, you gotta go one-on-one, and I just went, and this girl goes, excuse me, and I was like, bitch, I don't give no fucks.
Yeah.
It's like, we're all gonna go.
We're all gonna go, you're going next, you know what I mean? This isn't like a vendetta.
One
behind me.
It's not a big deal.
There was a guy, I was with my boyfriend at the airport waiting for a cab, and there was a long line, and this dude just straight up skipped the line.
And went in?
And then went up and got it first. And then my boyfriend's the only one that went up and was like, this guy got the line. And then made a huge stink about it. And I was like, good for him.
Yeah, I would just be like, that's great. Turn to the person next to me. He's like, that's so rude.
I wish I had the guts.
And never say anything. Can you believe it? Not even say anything to the other person. Just look at them and just go, oh.
I always say stuff like that.
Yeah.
Got the line.
Okay, wait. Before we get going, where can people find you? So I'll know.
Amber Smelson on Twitter.
Okay, very nice.
At Stolemash.
Stolemache.
At A. Appalucci. AIAPALUCCI.
Okay. And you guys have podcasts. Brighter Side.
Brighter Side. We take gritty parts of life. We make it positive.
That's Amber Nelson. And then Appalucci and Stolemash have their own podcast. It's brand new, called Vag. VADGE.
Mm-hmm.
Look up both those podcasts if you guys are looking for stuff. All right.
Check it out.
Right, kill Satan.
Alright, yeah, because it just seems like, hey, we're all waiting here. What are you Why are you just cutting 30 people?
Yeah.
Well, there was a one.
You're not brilliant.
Yeah.
You didn't figure it out. You're just a dick, man.
Because there was a woman with 3 kids that cut in front of me, and I wouldn't have cared so much if it was just one. But it was just like a woman with 3 kids and like strollers that you knew that was just going to take 5 minutes longer. But it annoyed me that she was just playing dumb, that it, and no one said anything.
Because she had kids?
Yeah.
Gross.
I think people being an asshole.
People also don't say stuff to black people either.
That's true.
Moms feel entitled as fuck.
Yes, they do.
That's always people who are like on the phone in a show and like, what do you get off your phone? And like, I'm talking to my babysitter. And you're like, yeah, you can do that outside.
Yeah.
Why do you have to do that in here?
And also, I seriously doubt that they're talking to their babysitter.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're just
talking. Yeah. I don't know. Once the girl picked up the phone in the front row and just started talking and hear a comedy club. She's like, I'm talking to my mother. That's what she said.
Really?
Oh my god. The front row.
I'm talking
We just got, went back and forth. She was really drunk too. She eventually left, but I was like, the front row? I was like, I don't even care if you're texting. Like, I'm okay with you texting and ignoring me.
Yeah.
But like to just pick up your phone and have a conversation, right? In the
so
front
indignant.
Row.
What an idiot. I just feel bad because I'm like, I just, in my mind, like, oh, they're just dumb.
Yeah, like they wouldn't consider that no one else is doing this.
Yeah.
And it's okay. They are dumb, yeah.
I wonder if people are dumb or if they just don't give no fucks. Like it's on the subway when the door is open and someone just stands right there.
Holding it forever.
Holding it or just like stands in the way, and then when somebody runs on, they kind of nick them a little bit on the shoulder and they're like, hey man. And I'm like, you were standing there. Are you dumb or do you just not care?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think a little bit of
move in. They always get to the subway and then they stop right there. You're like, you know, there's people behind. Whatever.
It's always Asian people. They don't understand doors.
It's Chinese.
Chinese?
Specifically.
I think it's, to me, it can be so
no
populated where they come from that they don't.
They have no space culture.
Yeah.
You know how here, you guys aren't from New York City, are you?
No.
So
Adrian isn't.
Oh. But in any other city, you can't make out with a girl just on a street corner. You go, like, down an alley or somewhere dark. Here, she's like, there's no space.
Yeah.
May as well just do it here.
Yeah.
In front
yeah,
of
in China,
place.
It's, like, way worse. There's no space.
Are there
no
making
space.
Out everywhere?
Well, no, not that. But, I mean, like, there's no space.
Yeah. Well, there's those videos where you just see that guy with a huge stick just pushing them all
into the subway.
Train.
Like cattle?
Yeah, it's so weird. And they try to fit you in as much as you can.
Imagine if you're in the middle and go, this is my stop. Can I please? I need it. Please move.
Like, I picture if you cut the train and peeled it, it would just be a loaf of people.
Yeah.
That it's that condensed in there.
Don't they have women-only trains? Because there's people grabbing them, and there's, like, sort of nothing you can do.
I didn't know about that, but...
Don't they kill
really?
Have a sexually oppressed culture?
Yeah.
I don't think they kill most of the women at birth.
That is true. And the ones that are left get groped on a train.
Oh, yeah, so it's fun.
It's so fun for women across the world.
But now they're having, from what I've seen, that since they got rid of all their women, there's no, like, family, or guys are having a hard time finding mates.
Mm-hmm. Oh, because they wouldn't have girl babies.
Yes.
And they're just, like, in a basement.
And then that's ruining the older culture, because now there's no place for the parents to live.
Oh.
When,
you know what? Fuck them. They were the ones that killed off the girls.
Well, totally.
You don't get a place to live.
Yeah, you get to die on the street.
You think women are less? Here's what happens, you little fucker. I hope they all fucking die.
They have this little emperor.
They're gonna die.
They have this little emperor culture now where they don't kill the girls anymore, but they only have one kid mostly. And so, since it's only one, the parents worship the children, let them do whatever the fuck they want. So, those are just brats. Everyone from like 15 and below in China is a brat.
Mm. Have you got one kid and it's a girl? Yeah. What do? You just like
no. You let her. You let her live. You don't.
But
do
you're
that
like, not
and you
nice.
Let her know that.
Yeah, like, you could have killed her.
We could have created.
Just take her by walks in the river. Like that's where you could have been.
So what happens if you have a second one?
Super high taxes. Yeah. They're letting some people go. Like if your children of people who only had one kid, like they're allowed two kids or something.
Okay.
I don't know exactly. Listen, you guys. I want to get on topic eventually. This is all very fun.
Like,
I liked it.
I was gonna go into it when I said it's embarrassing to have toilet paper on your shoe.
And then go from there?
I was gonna say it's not like you bled through your pants and got your period.
Oh, that'd be a good segue.
I feel like I do.
You bled through your pants?
All the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like once a month.
Oh, yeah.
Wait. Through the tampon?
Yeah.
And
tampons
then?
Are not made great.
No.
They kink, and then there's gaps, and everything just like. comes out.
And there's like bleach in it, so you bleed more. Tampon companies intentionally put bleach in it, so you buy more tampons because you bleed more.
What? Bleach in them?
Mm-hmm. Or like a bleach-like.
Wait, to make your vag like react to it?
Mm-hmm. So you bleed more.
They're made poorly.
They're horrible. In Saudi Arabia, women just stuff themselves with sand, but I'm like, maybe that's a better idea.
Do they have like a Toms of Maine?
No.
They also just hide out in a tent
and bleed for...
In a tent, yeah. Can't talk to anybody.
Yeah, be out of here for a while.
I wouldn't mind if I just got a week off where I could just...
That would be nice if like...
And bleed in my tent.
Yeah, if we couldn't talk to anyone, if we had to be sequestered because we were bleeding.
And I'm like, can I bring my friend Adrian?
Yeah, let's bring a Game Boy.
Like, we're going to go hang out and play Xbox.
Read magazines.
So. And by the way, well, yeah, with sinking, that would happen anyway. You would just eventually like sink up and then be like, period buddies.
Yeah.
That does sound like a horror movie, though. All the women get their periods at the same time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
and no. The town is dealt with our mood swings.
Wait, so...
Are you writing this stuff down?
No, I had a thought for the intro. Okay. But like, how long do the tampons usually last? If they're used like correctly, how long do they last?
It depends. Like, if you're on your second day, every time you go to the bathroom, you're changing.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
there you go. Sometimes I'm like, it feels like I'm just cleaning a bullet wound for all day because it's just nonstop.
Well, I'll wear a tampon and a pad as backup.
There's so many
really? Mm-hmm. The pad is a cover, right? The pad just looks like it would go on your underwear, like an insert.
Yeah, well, sometimes women just wear the pads. They're usually religious or...
I did for a long time.
I do.
Scared to use them.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Or, like, if you're a virgin because it hurts to put the tampon in.
Yeah, young girls use pads. Yeah.
It seems like it'd be the same difference between glasses and contacts.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't want to put something in there. That seems weird.
Yeah.
But once you lose your virginity, you're like, thank you. And you can start putting tampons.
Plug it up. Sometimes, I've never done this, but you could forget that it's in there and then accidentally put another one in.
Sometimes I forget as well.
Yeah, so when you pull it out, another one just ploops out and it's like black from the blood.
Really?
Well, I always check. I do stick my fingers up there and I'm like, do you guys have one in there?
To make sure? Yeah. Because you fucked up before?
I've never fucked up before because I'm scared of getting that toxic shock.
Toxic shock syndrome.
But that's the thing. You hear about toxic shock and then I know plenty of girls that have just forgotten about, because sometimes it's those little ones on the light days.
I never use
And you forget about, like, the OBs that.
But for a month you forget, or do you forget?
You can forget for a month.
Till next month, and then you're like, oh.
Whoa. Well, there's a stink.
Yeah.
Damn.
And then sometimes you get your gynecologist to take it out. And it's really common that happens, so I always wonder, like, what's happening to the other girls that are getting toxic? Like, there's that model that lost her leg. Toxic shock.
What? It gets that bad?
That's what it is? Mm-hmm. I just thought you started freaking out like that. Like a little seizure. Yeah. And I'm like, tampons are too long.
Get a tampon out. Hold her down. Get a tampon out.
Her tampons are too long. She's freaking out.
Wait, if you're too long, you get toxic syndrome?
Yeah. I had a friend that used to shower with her tampon, and I was like, no, you should be cleaning your
air
vagina
out. Yeah.
My mother airs her vagina out.
Horrible. Some months I couldn't afford, because tampons can get very expensive, and I couldn't afford it, so I would just, like, take some toilet paper, wrap it in my finger, and jam it in there.
Yeah, I've heard that.
That seems smarter.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Wouldn't that just do the same thing?
Wait, toilet paper off. I feel like it's not the greatest.
No, it's not the greatest. And then you get like little pieces of paper in there.
Yeah.
Front dingleberries.
Joints.
Yeah.
Little pussy joints.
Yeah. How much are tampons?
I brought a box like this, which was $9.
$9 for about how many is that? 24?
It probably lasts like 2 months.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it gets pricey. I go to the dollar store and get them.
Me too.
Yeah, I wonder if they're going to give you like... some crazy uterus infection.
Yes,
but Mexico.
You get name brand stuff at the dollar store.
Yeah,
I'll just get Tampax with the cardboard applicator because I don't want it and cause environmental.
As opposed to what? Plastic stuff, applicators?
Yeah. Oh, I'm using plastic. I don't care about the environment.
That's all right.
What about the Diva Cup? Have you ever done that?
No,
that?
And I've been wanting to try it. But there's something weird about putting your hand all the way in there.
Mm. What is a Diva Cup?
It's a cup that you put in your vagina and it catches the blood and then you have to like go in and get it out like that.
Like you're using dip?
dip, skull?
Yeah. You put it on the side of your mouth?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then you spit into a cup and it just holds it off?
No, yeah. I think
so
it's
if you
like,
twist it over, like
it's
if you.
It's one of those tents that you throw on the ground and it pops up. Like you put it there and it, like.
But then you gotta take it out, and then, like, if you're in a public restroom, you have to clean it out in front of, like, rent.
Oh, because you reuse it?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, weird. I guess you have to throw the stuff, your biohazard, into the trash.
The box?
Because the. It's so thick and globular that I would feel like you would just
globular word.
Yeah, it's like glob. That it would like block the drain.
Oh really?
I guess then you have to mash it up.
Take a mincer.
Can I have the globular mincer, please?
There's a reason that everyone's tampons flush, because the toilet goes into a pipe, you know, that goes way down, and then there's a fan that whips. So whenever the tampons build up and collect, the fan breaks. So somebody has to go in there and manually take out all these tampons.
Uh-huh. That's the only good side. I flush every tampon.
What a job. Yeah, dirty jobs. That'd be the be on there.
I'm flushing them all.
But it's
flush
them? Do you?
What do you have to take it out and then wrap it up in a million things?
But there's that box, right? The box in the toilet. In the
sometimes
bathroom.
They don't have it.
Yeah,
and that's disgusting. That box.
Yeah, it's gross. It's
like sometimes you just see a pad with like a bunch of blood hanging out.
Yeah.
Of the box.
It's like a mystery box.
Or sometimes you ever get up really fast and you just feel a glob go. I'm gonna have to go to the bathroom soon.
I know. And then on the commercials, they always, they're like, they do the, they do the, blue liquid, and you're like, that's not even remotely close. They should spend.
Oh, pouring blue liquid on a tampon?
Yeah, it should be jam that you're putting on the pants. Yeah.
Loose, like hot jam?
Yeah. Because it is. It's so gross.
Well, I'm sitting on this tan couch. I'm just hoping I wake up. There's no spot.
Oh, so many times. People have.
You ever, like, just take a chance where you're like, oh, let's do it?
Can you feel it getting full?
Yeah.
The tampon? You can be like, it's time. I got to change this soon because I'm getting the sponges at full absorbency.
There's times where you'll just have, like, a serious conversation. You're at work, and then while you're talking to that person, in my mind, I'm like, just globs are just coming out of me. It's so disgusting.
And you can feel your panties get like a little like spot of wetness and a thick wetness, and you're like, I'm always like, I gotta go. And then people look at me like, but we were just kidding.
But the alternative is way worse.
Yeah.
Like getting pregnant?
No, what? No. I mean, like just like bleeding out in front of them.
Oh, I think that'd be more embarrassing. Your period.
Yeah, because Karen wants to talk about her birthday party, and you're like, I gotta go, Karen.
Shut up, Karen.
I've been at work and like bled through stuff, and been like, I have to go home because I just bled through everything.
Yeah.
I mean, if you piss yourself in grade school, you get to go home.
Well, yeah. I mean, I've never had a boss be like, you have to sit in your blood.
Oh, God. Sometimes I'll get a period that's so painful that I'm like, if that were a human, they would have been a little bitch.
Yeah.
You know? Because, you know, it's like unused eggs.
Oh, right. So is it blood or is it not blood?
It's blood with your lining of your uterus.
Yeah.
And that's the gloss.
That's the jelly. Yeah.
Like the boogers.
Mm-hmm. Boogers, yeah. It's all unused
the
eggs.
The major boogers.
Unused eggs. You can't see the eggs, right? They're microscopic.
Like I think it's like a tablespoon of blood mixed with crap.
And then you get diarrhea.
Oh, so much.
Yeah, I wanted to ask about the period shits.
Because you get cramps, which causes the diarrhea.
And so you get them like 5 pounds, boom, like immediately.
But then you take it off after.
Yeah.
I remember Sue Murphy's do a joke about period boobs.
Oh,
they
yeah.
They do get
a
little bigger.
They get bigger. I always want to complain because I turn into a shitty person, but I'm like, I can't complain because then it makes all women look weak. You know what I mean? So I just have to, like, sit there and fester in it, you know?
Yeah. Like, I have some friends who are like, I know I'm getting my period because I'm getting emotional or I'm getting extra bitchy. I just feel bitchy all the time, though.
Well, yeah, you're a weird case.
No,
you've got an attitude problem.
Do I? I just think I'm being real.
That's a New Yorker thing to say. Yeah. So everyone's like, in New Yorker, everyone's real. I'm like, real assholes. They're just like,
I'm not a real asshole.
No, you're not. I'm joking, but you're.
But some people are like very emotional on their period. Like I've had friends with like I can tell I'm getting very emotional.
Do you guys get like that?
Yeah,
I don't know.
I get really like the day before, I get really angry and sad, and I want to, like, scream, and then I'm like, oh, right, right, because I'm about to start my period,
Where you're like, why am I crying in the
over
garage
nothing.
Right now?
Yeah, yeah.
And then you realize, you're like, oh, it's because I'm near my period.
Does it eventually get, like, easier where you kind of explain it away?
No, and in fact, because years of evolution, women should have had, our age, in our 30s, we should have had kids by now.
Yeah.
So our body's like, what the fuck? So periods, if you don't have a kid, they get worse and worse and worse.
Really?
It's your body's way of punishing.
Wait, and if you have a kid, it's not as bad?
If you have a kid, it's not as bad.
That must have been what happened last year. I was, like, hemorrhaging. I got my period. Yeah, where, like, I was buying, like, overnight diapers. Filling them every 20 minutes. Flushing them. I mean, like, it looked like I was having miscarriages. So I had to go to the hospital, and I had to have them vacuum me out.
Whoa.
Yeah, I was just, like, they were just, like, it was just, like, and it happened that one month. It was just, like, a hormonal thing, where it was, like, I was standing up, and, I mean, it was, like, just a miscarriage of shit coming out.
Wow.
I couldn't stand up. It was just, like, blob shit.
And you were still out there working it.
No, I was not.
Oh, you weren't?
I had shares I had to cancel. I couldn't stand up.
From periods?
It wasn't a regular period. It was so much stuff. I couldn't stand up without a ton of stuff coming out. Like, I was wearing tampons, huge, like, pads that go from the front to the back. It was like a nightmare.
Holy shit.
And so if you...
I thought I was hemorrhaging. Like, I was bleeding so much, I had to go to the hospital.
Just flowing.
It was just, like, a weird thing. It happened one month. Like, my period just got messed up. I guess they said it was, like, some hormonal stuff, but...
A supermoon?
I don't know what it was. It was crazy, though.
Pull the tides out of you.
Just have a kid. Wow. I feel like that makes it so much harder.
What am I going to do with a kid?
Do you ever want to take that birth control that makes you not have the period?
I have an IUD, and it really has made it almost non-existent.
Really?
Yeah. It's pretty great. But now, I didn't realize how much I... keep track of time with my period, that you're just like, it's weird because you're not on that cycle anymore.
Where you know it's something constant in your life.
Well, now
every month.
I'm not aware of, like, my mood swings, if it's related to...
Interesting, because every month I'm like, what, again?
Yeah.
Really? I get surprised
like
every time.
Rent? Yeah.
What? Like, I just had it
already.
Oh. Yeah. But yeah,
do you guys get horny before you're during PMS or something?
Right before.
Yeah. I find if I get calls from women I haven't talked to for a while, it's like, oh, you're about to...
Yeah. Yeah. They're ovulating.
Does that hurt your feelings?
No, I just... But I just know I can't this week. How about next week? And the next week comes like, I'm busy now.
They're like, yeah.
Like, what happened? And then I'm like, oh, okay. I used to have one of those period trackers, and I would enter different women in my life into the period tracker, so I would know when they're going to be... either
calling
moody
you.
Or calling me for sex.
Interesting. Fun experiment.
Yeah.
Do you like having sex with girls on their period?
I do not. I'm weird that way.
I'm just asking.
No.
It's weird. I don't see how guys would. Because I'm like, you're just sticking it in my blood.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't... If it's like the only time I can do it...
What if you had like a serious girlfriend? Would you do it then?
Right. At that point, it's like, let's just wait a few days.
Yeah.
Okay. We don't really need to do this. Although I had a live-in girlfriend... / wife, whatever, but like,
You had a wife?
Yeah, for a little while.
Oh.
And,
how long ago was that?
10 years, maybe.
Oh.
But, I remember once she, like, got, she was on a period, we did it anyway, she took her tampon out, and then when she got off, it was just, like, poured out.
Yeah.
It was like, it was stopping it up.
We just have to shower, immediately.
You gotta put that towel down, though.
Yeah. Put
that
towel down.
Yeah. Towel.
It's weird. Sometimes you get those little clumps on your dick.
Yeah,
you know?
For sure.
And that's really the hymen that hasn't been busted.
Yeah.
What's left of the hymen?
What's left of the hymen, yeah. There's little bits of it.
Oh.
Oh, I thought it was just your lining.
Or your lining or something.
Yeah. Because I think your hymen's so long.
I mean, I don't have humongous hymens.
I love
it. It goes back.
It's the size of Bing's quilt.
Yeah.
I don't want to have to put a towel down and do all this. Like, and then I'm not going to go down on you. Some guys
of
will.
Of course.
Oh,
gross. Red Wings, they call
Red Wing fighter pilots.
That's so gross. I wouldn't
That's
even expect
really
a guy.
Gross.
I had a girl not tell me before in Denver, some Asian lady. And then I got to the bathroom and it looked like...
You couldn't taste it?
Like you were a lion.
I don't know. It's like you get lost in the moment. Like, this tastes weird, but you don't think about it.
Like,
it tastes like iron?
Yeah, maybe it did.
Yeah.
But I didn't like put two and two together.
You're like, she was really wet.
Dude, there was a pool of blood in the bed that day. My friend Brian came over like the next day.
Yeah.
And it was like, it was a king size bed, so the sheets were like, the covers in the middle of a little mountain, and he was sitting on one side for a while and then came over and was like, oh! It was like standing pool of water.
Whoa. Looks like somebody got murdered.
Yeah.
Did she know? Because sometimes people don't know.
Maybe not. Maybe not. That's possible. She didn't like leave embarrassed or anything.
She sounds like,
but
a,
you said she was
old
Asian,
treat.
Right?
She was Asian.
I don't think they know how to show embarrassment.
Oh. It's like, look, I'm like doing my eyes. Squinting
a little. I don't think they know how to be embarrassed.
Maybe not.
Well, they put their hands in front of their face and they giggle.
Oh. I don't know if that's embarrassed.
That's
fun.
Oh, okay.
That's
funny. I got over.
It's weird how women, if we hang out together, we will get our period together.
I know.
What is that? That is
so
mystical.
Weird. It's crazy.
The sinking is... That doesn't make any sense.
It's crazy. I was hanging out with Janelle, and I had just started my period that day, and I think I hugged her, and I was like, oh my God, I'm on my period. It hurts so much. And then she wasn't supposed to start her period till a week later, because she's on a pill that mandates it. She started it that night.
From just touching you?
From just touching me.
Wow.
Really?
She called me a witch.
It means that you're dominant over her.
Oh, no.
That's so weird. Like, your body can feel ovulation.
Yeah, your body can feel it. And it just...
And then it's like, oh, we're doing that?
Yeah, and it changes.
Is that scientifically proven, or is it just something that we
people
feel
say?
Like it happens?
Oh, I don't know.
I've never read any articles on it.
I've lived with women, and we are on different cycles, and after a month, we all get on the same cycle.
Yeah, roommates are always on the same cycle, right?
Yeah. Science is dominated by men, so they're too
scared. That's not something we would bother researching.
Yeah. They don't care.
We're not researching right now.
We want to do more dick implant research.
Well, I do think that if tampons or pads, if guys had periods, they would be made better.
Yeah.
Or there'd be a way around it.
They would just not have periods.
Yeah.
My friend worked at the what's it called when you put patent office?
Yeah.
So you can patent anything that's a new invention that's separate. So this one guy made a method of inducing childbirth through use of centrifugal force.
What?
And it would be this thing that you'd strap into with those things where you put your legs up.
Uh-huh.
Stirrups,
yeah.
And then it's centered where your head is, and then it spins you. So your head sort of stays in the same spot, spinning around, and there's a net at the end of your legs.
That catches the baby.
That sounds pretty hilarious.
And that man is like, it's easier, it'll be done that way. And it's like, that's not a woman inventor.
Yeah, not in consideration.
It sounds like going on that ride.
Uh-huh. Where you get stuck to the wall.
I wonder if any woman has ever done that.
I can't imagine.
Probably not. I would like to do a natural birth.
Have you ever seen, on YouTube, you can watch natural births in nature, and it looks so. It's like a woman just screaming near a waterfall. It's so brutal because she's just pacing around, and then the contractions hit, and then she's just squatting over some water, and she's like, "Ah!"
And what's the guy doing?
I don't remember seeing a guy in the video.
It's a woman thing.
I think he's just filming. Maybe. Oh.
That makes sense.
And she's just by herself, just pulling out a baby out of her.
Whoa, that's
crazy
awesome.
Intense.
Jesus.
They're on YouTube. You can watch some of them.
Are these tribes or are these
white women?
Yeah. Just a white woman that
just
looks
a white
tribe.
Woman. Just a very earthy.
Oh wow, that sounds pretty awesome though. Because hospitals are sneaky. They will give you a cesarean section even if you don't want it or need it. Because it's like a restaurant. They want the tables cleared fast.
Oh,
they need more money.
Turn and burn. Although, I don't mind. I don't want to be on drugs and I want an easy...
Yeah, I don't want to feel... If I was going to be there, I don't want
to
feel it.
I don't need to have the natural.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You want to go to
the natural childbirth?
I want to go to
the
childbirth.
I don't want to deal with the pain.
I want to be under a fucking waterfall, and show that kid the movie and embarrass all his friends about it later when he's 18.
Well, she's also naked in it.
Fuck you?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You got to
just
be
a natural earth.
Also, you're supposed to be standing up when you give birth. That's
no way.
For a long time. The sitting down thing, it actually hurts you more, but
lying
it's just
down?
Easier for the doctor.
Shitting.
Oh. Yeah. The doctor want to get under there like a car?
Yeah.
You'd have to go with one of those things on your back where you can slide under. Wheels. It says it seems like the synchronizing is possibly proven, but all the studies they did were faulty because they used 100 people, but then it's not as much as people say, but it's still happening.
Yeah, because you also got to use women that are, like, decently friendly with each other, that, like, get on a vibe, you know?
Or instead of just some lab.
Just some lab with, like, two girls that don't know each other.
Yeah. But it happened in hamsters.
Happened with hamsters?
Yeah.
Women are a lot like hamsters, so. Mm.
There was some other animals, too.
Yeah, they also put some women.
I just think that's weird as fuck.
I didn't know hamsters.
It's so, like, strange.
What?
That you can sync up.
Yeah.
It just doesn't.
It's energy. It's like something science can't explain, you know? It's like, where do we go when we die? Nobody knows.
Pheromones. Do you ever know anybody that won't put on deodorant because they said it attracts women with their natural scent?
No, I just heard cancer.
Yeah, cancer. What?
Oh, right. The aluminum.
Yeah.
So it sounds like something that Rouge guy would do.
Who's that?
That guy that said a rape should be illegal in a room in your own house. Or legal should be in someone's house.
Yeah, rape should be legal.
Who did try to do that rape rally. I forgot this platform that he was on, but it was definitely very against women's.
Yeah, it was like, he was saying he's actually pro-women because if a woman is raped in her home, then it's not considered rape. And I was like, how is that pro? I don't get it.
Yeah.
Just he was
Persian,
headline.
So.
Yeah.
Persian, they don't really respect women in that society, that side of the world. Wait, what if there's like a break-in into your home?
Is that not?
Hey, you're there. It's your house.
What was she doing there then? If she didn't want to be raped.
She wanted it.
Why didn't she lock her windows in bed?
I wanted to show up to the rape rally, but stand on the outskirts and just be like, "Who showed up to this?
You know, oh yeah.
Yeah. What guys come into this?
Yeah.
That's why I just thought it was bullshit." Or just something
it's like
to
a
get,
fake thing.
Yeah, get outrage online.
Like the men are better than women, like rallyists, those guys who go on like Maury and like stuff, trying to sell their book. Why men are better.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Or the people on the gay rights, the gay rallies, what's it called? Gay pride.
Yeah.
Just standing on the outside like, you're going to hell. You're all going to hell. It's like, you came down for this?
Yeah.
So weird.
And they stand just on the outside of the ropes.
It's weird when someone like that gives that much of shit where you're like, I feel like you want to join.
Mm-hmm.
Or why are you thinking about this as much as... Because no one else is.
Yeah, just don't be gay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you don't be gay, just don't.
Sounds like you're a little bit gay, bro. And that's fine. I think it's fine. Yeah. It sounds like you hate it.
When you first got your periods, what's the, like... How embarrassing is it? And also, like, were you, like, jealous of your friends that got their periods first? Like, what's the process of, like... How old is it? 12? 15?
Depends for some women. I think I was about 13.
Now, some girls get it like at 9.
8 or 9.
What?
Yeah.
And they say it's hormones. Of like
that they're shooting up the cows with?
Yeah.
The FDA is fucking us in America.
Yeah.
They put so much shit in our food. And they're just like, it's fine.
I can see how they thought originally it was a good idea.
Yeah.
Because a long time ago, people were dying, you know, if it wasn't raining that year and the crops couldn't grow. So like little kids were dying. So they were like, oh, well, let's just invent a new way of making food from chemicals so we can feed everybody year-round. And then they found out it was killing people, and they're like, whoops.
Yeah, but they're already making money off it, so.
My God.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, the idea, like, what we need is, like, GMOs because, like, you know, it feeds poverty-stricken people. And it's like, yeah, but why am I eating it then?
Yeah.
I'm not dying.
What?
Yeah, it's insane.
But yeah, probably a lot of work then to separate the food.
I guess so. Or just label them, but they fight that so hard.
I think it's when you hit around the 100-pound mark is when you get your period.
100 pounds?
Yeah.
Oh, that makes sense.
It's around that time.
You need to weigh.
If you're at that age and you're pushing 100.
It's a weird relationship with your mother, like going back to your when you first started it. I was excited and like a little bit nervous, and I approached my mother with it, and she looked at my panties and saw, and then she was really disappointed and angry with me.
No.
And then she was like, lay in the room, I'll be back. And then she went and got pads and then came back and then just briefly showed me how to use a pad and then left the room. She was very upset. And I think it's because everybody loves little girls. They're innocent, they're sweet. But once you start your period, it's a way of showing, now I'm a woman, now I can get pregnant, now I have an attitude. You know, nobody likes that.
I'm sassy.
I'm sassy. You know, nobody likes that. They do not like, they love girls. They do not like young women.
Wow. You think maybe it's also like, fuck, I gotta deal with this now.
Yeah.
I gotta make sure she doesn't get pregnant.
Yeah. That would be my number one goal as a parent.
Don't get pregnant as a teenager?
To have my daughter not get pregnant.
God.
Yeah.
How terrifying would it be to have a beautiful daughter?
Knowing everybody's trying, including teachers.
That's so brutal. Yeah, to have a hot daughter.
We knew a 14-year-old model who was friends with, like, Abby, the agent, the manager.
Yeah.
And way back. And she would come around parties and stuff, like Hollywood, LA, like, comedy parties. And everyone would treat her like, they would make, like, sexual jokes about her. After they found out she was 14.
Yeah.
Because in their heads, they still couldn't comprehend. It seemed like a 27-year-old who, one small detail, she's 14.
Yeah.
But you picture her still as a 27-year-old, and you can't. Everyone's like, the teacher's trying to fuck you. And like, no, you're saying that to a 14-year-old.
Oh, my God. I feel like if I were around that, I would go into mother mode and just be like, no, you don't talk to her like that. She's 14 years old, you fucking pedophile. You know?
Why was she at the party, though?
I don't know. She was friends with, her older sister was friends with somebody. And she, I mean, when you're 14 and look like that, like, you get invited to stuff.
I know, but
true.
Like,
gross.
I just think at 14, your mom should be like, yeah, you're not going to this party.
Yeah, for sure, yeah. For sure.
I don't know.
Ugh. So wait, so, yeah, go ahead. When did you find it?
I think I was 14 and I was so fucking depressed.
That it happened?
Yeah, I cried for a week.
Whoa.
Because it was just one of those things where, like, this now where things have just changed. It's just different. And I hate change, so that was brutal.
Things are different.
But then you just get used to it.
You didn't feel...
And also, you just feel so self-conscious. Like, that whole week... I just thought that I was just bleeding through everything. But then you realize you're not, and everything's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's a weird thing to get used to.
It really is, because it's gross, and then now it's this new... Now you're just considered... You're not a kid anymore at that time.
Yeah.
And there's something weird about it.
You want to run and play and go climb a tree and shit, and now you gotta be like, oh, is my pad in?
Yeah.
What an adult thing to have to worry about.
Yeah. I don't think I was mentally ready for that. I think maybe when I was 20.
Yeah.
Right. I could have handled my period. And I was on the late side.
14, yeah.
Yeah.
Plus, not to mention, it's not just like you're perspiring like perfume out of your like forehead. It's like, it's gross on top of like.
You feel like this an new animal. Thing. It's barbaric.
Yeah. Wow. And then you're going to like mess up a few times and like get up and have a period blood stain and everyone's going to laugh at you, you know? Yeah.
School. Anything different in school is like, ugh, fucked.
That's why back in the day people would marry girls, you know, right after they started their period, because it was like, well, you're a woman now, you know.
The Lord says you're ready.
Lord said, that's Dan Stanhope had a bit about that, about how it's wrong, and he goes, God disagrees.
Yeah.
Like, you shouldn't get pregnant at 15, like, God says you're wrong.
Well, I was like, Nate's bit about, like, it kind of makes sense to have kids as a teenager, because your body goes back really fast.
Oh, it heals.
And then by the time they're grown up, you're like in your mid-30s and you can have a life again.
Yeah.
What was your
like period? It seems like the perfect time and you're just not financially stable.
Yeah, and then 14, yeah. At 34, you'd be like, cool, now I gotta live my life. My kid's out of my house. Yeah. That seems like the right age too. 34, like right. Now you're finally a full adult.
Yeah.
Right around there. And you're like
all my friends that got knocked up in high school are just done.
They're done.
Yeah, they get out of their own lives now.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they're out of it. That's amazing when I meet somebody my age who's like, my kid's just graduated college.
Yeah.
I'm like,
or like 20 or something.
Yeah.
Wow. What was your first period like?
I was older, too. I was like almost 14, and I got it on Christmas Day.
It's a miracle. Christmas miracle.
It's a Christmas miracle. And I remember... That year I got a TV and Super Nintendo, so I was really excited. And then I also got my period, and I was like, oh, this is really embarrassing. And I waited all day to tell my mother. And then she was just like, oh, she thought it was, like, sweet or whatever. And that was really it. I wasn't super embarrassed because most of my friends already had it.
But did you feel left out that you didn't have it? Like, when men don't get, like, underarm hair or that mustache hair, they're like, fuck, when's this going to happen already?
Yeah, I feel left out. Like, girls would talk about it, you know, and they kind of brag about it.
Yeah.
And they'd be like, oh, just wait. You don't have to have it. Just wait. And I was like, but I want to join in the conversation.
Yeah.
It's weird because I had developed boobs really early, but I didn't get my period. I kind of didn't care. Like, I guess I kind of wanted, but I also didn't want to, like, bleed through everything. Like, there was a girl that, like, a you know, somebody found a pad and put it on her desk, and then all the boys had to be like, leave the room, and we had to have like a discussion about it. So it was like so much embarrassing shit where I was like, I'm fine with not having it.
Yeah.
Right.
I got in eighth grade, and I was just like, yeah, I'm fine with not having it.
Do men, like, yeah, what did your fathers do? Do they react weird?
We didn't discuss it.
That's probably smart.
It was probably like a little pad.
My dad was probably just gambling or something.
And then mine was like, I think my sister and I were both the same way. Like, don't tell dad. But you know that parents just.
Right.
At the end of the night, just gossip about their kids the whole time.
Yeah.
She's a lady now. I remember the first time I used a tampon, I was laying. Our family, like, my mom and dad moved around a lot. And I was laying in the back of this van, moving van.
Yeah.
And we were at a gas station. I asked him for a quarter. I put it in. I got a tampon. And I saw this, like, long thing. And I didn't understand that only a small part went inside you.
Yeah, I didn't understand that either. No one teaches you. You learn from your friends.
Exactly. Or just, like, trial and error.
You just think that you keep the applicator in you.
Yeah.
And you're like, this is insane.
This really hurts.
But you didn't realize you have to push.
How does it work? How does it work?
It's like an injection.
I remember trying to use a tampon, and I didn't know what I was doing. I was just rubbing it on my clit, and I was like, I don't know if I'm doing this right. I don't think this is going in. Because I had no idea of the anatomy down there. I was just like, I don't know what I'm doing.
You don't even know which hole it's in.
You're just like, I don't even know what's down there.
Trying to figure.
What do you mean, which hole?
Well, at the time, you don't even look at yourself, really.
Yeah.
So you're just, like, putting something in there, trying to figure out if it'll stick in anything.
No, wait. What do you mean, which hole?
Like your butt?
I was like, do girls have two vaginas?
Well,
like, I don't know about this yet.
There's your,
I just remember
little hole,
one day, like,
the bigger hole.
I just remember one day having, like, labia lips, like, them coming out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Like, one day I was washing down there, and I was like, what is this?
Like bat wings?
Yeah, yeah. Just like, where did this come from? Yeah.
I shaved completely up until I was like 25, like fresh, like baby shave.
Yeah.
And then I was like, this looks kind of gross. I think I'm getting to be a woman now. I should let it grow. And then with my pubic hair came opinions and self-confidence. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Absolutely.
When you own it?
When you own it. Like, yeah. To this day, if I see a woman clean-shaven, I don't find that attractive at all. I think it's unnatural. I think it's kind of gross. And it comes from some kind of, like, men or women wanting pedophilia or, like, young little girls.
Yeah, I don't mind, light grooming.
Yeah.
But it is weird for a guy to, I had a guy go ask me once. He was like, I appreciate it if you...
What? I would never say, I like it clean shaven. I would never say a word.
I mean, like,
and it was, you know.
I wanted to show back the next day and not do anything. And see if he would get mad about it. But, like, it's weird for a guy to have that stipulation. Cause I would never think about being like, I appreciate it if you have no hair around your balls.
Oh, yeah. That's why I could never say anything, too. I'm just, like, free growing. So it's like, I have no right to ask anything.
I remember one time my ex-boyfriend, we just dyed all of it. Remember Jolene,
that
you could dye your mustache hair with?
Oh.
We just dyed all his pubic hair with it. So we had, like, orange hair down there.
Wow.
Sun in.
Cool. Sun in. Yeah,
I got sun in hair down there.
Sun in.
I never got the dye bleacher. Your mustache. I just shave it because I still see your hairs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See it.
That was before I would just like wax it.
Yeah.
That was when I was still pretty young.
That's good.
What about that? Why don't you leave that?
What?
Why don't you leave that?
The mustache?
Yeah.
No, I grow the hair like a man.
Oh, right.
Same.
I see sometimes girls with like they shave, but then a couple have grown back, and so you see like almost like a guy who shaves his chest, but you can see like starting to grow in
stubble.
Yeah. Stubble, yeah. Where you're like, what? What's that?
Some girls have it really bad.
Some girls have it bad.
I saw one hair
over here,
like a grip at the grist.
I've seen that
stubble.
Too.
And then I'm like, unless they're a heart.
That's their
at that point, I might just consider transitioning to a man.
Yeah.
Or I'm like, you know, my body. This is what my body wants.
Yeah, I might just be like, you know what? Maybe get some hormones.
I'm going.
Transition. I'm more leaning on this side these days.
Yeah.
Tell me about these period shits. Is it just straight diarrhea? What
just
is it?
Straight diarrhea.
When does it start? When does it stop?
Never stops.
I think this second day is the worst.
Yeah.
So the first thing you get like spotting.
And you're like, okay, here it comes.
Here it comes. And then the second day is just full on shits and shit.
You ever had to take a shit so bad you're so full of shit you wanted to vomit shit? You know what I mean? Like, it's so stacked up.
And it makes you tired. I remember having to go home and
tired from shitting?
From the cramping and the shitting and the
worn out.
Bleeding.
It is exhausting.
Yeah.
How much of this, how much do you get more shit or do you just have to shit?
Just have to shit.
I think it's like a diuretic, your period. I think it's just pushing everything out.
So is it like dry heaving when you barf too much after drinking? Or it's like you shit but almost nothing? Like, or do you have more shit to shit out?
Always I think it's shit. Just, I don't know. I think it's just shit that's in there and it's just pushing it out.
Quicker. Yeah.
Wow.
You're just cleansing.
It's almost like you've taken Ex-Lax or something. It's just pushing it out.
Yeah.
Ugh. So you don't get that as much?
Diarrhea?
Now that you're on the IUD.
No, I don't. In fact, I'm like, why haven't I done the IUD earlier? I'm actually a big fan of it.
Really?
Yeah. Because I kind of like not having to worry about buying pads or
tampons. You don't get a period at all?
Not really.
What?
No. Nope.
Does that... I feel like that's not natural.
But not natural doesn't necessarily mean wrong. Right?
It just triggered my body to think I'm pregnant, which is probably what we're supposed to be doing.
Interurinary discipline? What does it stand for?
Oh, I have no idea. Every time I go... When you go to Planned Parenthood or a gynecologist, I don't know why, but they really do push that you're on birth control.
Really?
Yes, they do.
Yeah.
And also, they don't... They're like, if you don't get pregnant, just fucking take something. You're here. That means you're, like, probably...
Poor.
Yeah.
Well, I know...
Right, exactly. Poor and sexually active.
My IUD was... free.
What?
It was totally free.
The Planned Parenthood is the best.
I know. Great. I don't know why people are trying to get rid of it.
I mean, there's a little bit of a wait time, but...
But the one in New York, they're so... I'm in and out in like 30 minutes.
What?
Wow.
Because you just make your appointment. They run it like a tight ship, and...
Oh.
Their staff there is so friendly. I'm just such a huge proponent
of
it.
That's great.
Yeah.
Well, I went to, it's not Planned Parenthood, but a free clinic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they gave me these pills and they said, this is your birth control pills, you know, please take it. They're pushing it on me. And I was like, okay, I'll do it. This is years ago. And I was passing out in the middle of the street.
What?
Just, I would get dizzy and then hit the ground.
Some birth control makes you really nauseous.
It was Yaz. And Yaz was going to be killing people. So ever since then, I just don't.
They did major ads for Yaz, too. Like Subway ads and stuff.
I think I was on Yaz for... I've been on almost all of them. A lot of them make you nauseous or... There's a lot of side effects.
It fucks with your hormones hard, huh? You got to find the exact... But then if you go like less, then it's like... Now it's not as effective.
I don't feel like... Because I don't think it pumps like...
IUD.
It just is in this area. It's very regional.
Oh.
I
it kills on its way out. Like those raid traps.
Yes.
your whole house doesn't get
that.
It's different than... Yeah. And then regular pills, like when you put
comes
a tent
in
over your place.
And then comes out.
Yeah. But it has these little threads that hang down and Joe can feel them.
Oh, yeah.
And they say they soften. So I think it feels like this on your dick. Like...
That's a nice reminder of what you've been through.
Thank you, Grayson.
Because it does hurt when you get it in, right?
It's like
in a lot of
pain. An intense, very pinpoint cramp for about 2 minutes.
When you put it in?
When you put it in.
It's not bad.
I've heard some people be pain for a lot of hours, actually. I think you got lucky.
Yeah, I got lucky. And then it's minor cramping for that day. Whereas sometimes they're like, you can... Don't schedule anything, but I had it so light that I could just go and do sets that night.
Oh, that's good. That's what I was with my wisdom tooth. And then do you have to get it back in again? How often do you have to change it?
7 years.
7 years.
Wow.
Like, I feel like I might forget about it.
Yeah, for sure.
I heard a story with somebody, friend of a friend, they went to the doctor, they got the IUD, and then they went back and they're like, it hurts really, really bad, and it was a different doctor, and they just went in and like ripped it out.
Ugh.
Really?
Yeah, it just caused like a lot worse problems.
Yeah, I've talked to, I think Aaron Berg's, or Christine, she had it, and the way she describes it sounds like a back alley abortion. Like it was so painful, and the doctor that put it in was not very nice about it. So I think I say just go to Planned Parenthood and get it. It's because
some doctors,
it's one in physicians, and they get you. And
some doctors are real like rude about stuff, and some are fine.
Yeah. This one might have been a Groupon situation.
Oh my god, that's not a Groupon
doctor.
Yeah. I wouldn't go to Groupon for brain surgery, you know what
yeah.
I mean?
No, I know. I've seen the way a lot of people she today. Described it sounded really horrible, but I don't think it was under like Planned Parenthood.
Damn. So, okay, so the first day is spotting. Second day is like big time.
Big time.
Bang.
Clumping.
And then
pouring blood. How many tampons do you go through the second day?
10.
Probably,
yeah.
10.
Yeah.
Easily.
And do you ever go like, well, I don't feel it overflowing yet, but it's been an hour, I should probably just change it?
Yeah, change it anyway.
Before
yeah,
you
and I don't know where I'm going to be at. Sometimes you kind of have to plan a little
your
bit
day
of your
day.
Yeah.
Like as soon as you get to a concert, you're like, let me do it here.
Yeah, so you know, like, fun. The line might be long or there's no bathrooms to do this kind of, like, maybe you're at a porta pot
yeah.
situation. It just doesn't feel out ideal. And then sometimes, I always feel like, doesn't it feel like you're doing minor surgery? Like you lay out all the stuff that you're about to do.
Scalpel.
You have a cleanup system of like, I put the discarded applicator in this paper. And
yeah,
then
roll this up in this.
Yeah. It's like you have a, you end up having a system.
It does take a long time.
Can you show me how to do it? Can you like pull it out and show me?
Oh, the tampon, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm interested in this. Yeah. So
sometimes
then,
I'm like, oh, I beat my personal record.
Time-wise?
Yeah. Like at the pit stop on a racetrack.
And you also got to make sure you don't get any blood on the seat, because you don't want to be that person.
Yes.
Well, you just clean.
Blood on the seat drips.
Yeah. I've dripped on the floor.
From the tampon or from your badge?
From my badge.
So, like, as soon as you take it out, it's just like, we're still flowing.
You can't, there's no time now.
That's why I have my butt when I shit sometimes.
Yeah. When you pull the toilet seat up to pee, you'll notice that there's a lot of the times blood because it's the, when you pull the tampon, it goes swings.
Yes.
Oh.
All right. And it'll hit the toilet bowl.
Okay, okay.
And there's always blood residue on the.
Okay, first of all, it's got a beautiful sticker on it.
I mean, this is whatever.
That's good packaging. Those are the expensive kind.
Only the best for my pussy. Okay.
So, oh, it's so small. Oh no, that's about the size I thought. It looks
you can
okay.
Purple.
You see how
plastic
you put
the applicator.
Yeah.
This looks about the same thing as those things you put in seltzer bottles to make it fizzy.
Yeah.
Mm.
And then you stick it all the way through until it hits this area.
So you stick this in your bag.
So
about a whole inch.
So okay, so it's curved in the front, so you can actually get it in easier.
Is it curved?
A little bit.
It may have bent in.
I don't think it's curved. That's exactly. That's straight.
They don't think of you that
what
way.
Mean? Oh no, I mean just the very top.
Oh yeah, that
it's not like a flat line.
Oh yeah. I thought you meant curve like
easier
injection. Right.
And that's
I think they
a
make
plastic.
It totally pointed. Why don't they make it go up so it's like you can horseshoe it in? I guess it wouldn't.
I think that might hurt. That's why it's rounded.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
That one has a smaller thing that you stick in. The plastic, I mean the cardboard ones, you can see how the whole thing might go inside you because it's all the same shape and size.
And so it would just be like all cardboard all the way to the bottom and then.
Then you push up.
Then you push the whole cardboard thing in, like a push pop. And then you pull out the inside, the outside.
Yeah, so plastic.
Here, pretend this is my vagina.
Okay,
you
so put that in there.
Okay.
Inject.
Do you have to squeeze? Hold on.
So what you have to
push
do now is you have to push that up.
Inject. Hold on. Let's see it. Let me. Oh, wow. It's like Alien.
And then you take all of that out, and this stays in.
Oh, you did it.
You did it good. Good
thanks,
job.
Guys.
And
thanks,
then
guys.
This is
that
filled
really
with
fun.
Clumps.
Mucus blood.
And grossness.
You push that in. It open. The thing sprays. Okay. And then, but then, isn't this like in your vagina now? Like
when
you have to like grab it.
You pull it
that's
out.
That's why
that
the
and that's why little. That's why they little handle.
That's why they put little grips here.
Yeah.
Little beautiful
and you
grips.
You gotta make sure you get in there fully because if it had a little bit sticking out, it's gonna be painful.
Very uncomfortable.
And does your you can put it back in and try it.
I was gonna see if you want to try it.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
Let's
I'm gonna do it with my butt. And then
I mean you need it to be a little lubey so that you can get it in.
Do you ever put lube on it?
No,
it's enough. The blood
is good. Do you ever lose it, like get it too far in and then like have to like go in and fish it out?
No, the string's pretty long.
Yeah.
I mean unless you put another one right.
No, I mean the applicator.
Oh.
And have to like reach in a little through the lips. No.
Yeah.
But there's different sizes. There's like light,
super.
I do super, otherwise what's the purpose?
Super absorber.
Yeah.
You want to get it absorbed as possible.
I could probably go even bigger.
Super plus?
Yeah.
So is that the normal size of one or is that
this
bit shorter? Sure. Okay.
No, it expands. Maybe put in water later so you see something.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't think I'm gonna be able to get this back in for you later. So.
Okay.
But sometimes on like when you're ending it and all I have is a super plus, I'm like, fuck it.
But that's great for all day though.
For all day.
Towards the end,
you can just relax all day.
Mm-hmm.
See how much stuff you can get on it.
Yeah.
Are those Jewish cups?
The one is. I don't know where I got it. I think next door at the thrift store.
So that is one Alcoholic Anonymous cup full.
I mean, this is pretty much a decent sized shot.
A shot, yeah.
Yeah.
They don't tell and you this in school.
What do you think? Will that hold it all or no way? That seems no way.
Oh, that's that'll hold it all.
Really?
Yeah.
But remember, that's really a light consistency.
So what can I get right now? If I had kombucha, I could ketchup? Ketchup, yeah. Mix ketchup with this?
Oh, yeah.
Sure. Yeah, all right, I'll do that.
I think I'm going to go change my tampon while you do this experiment.
Yeah, I wonder if I'm going to get it.
We'll put them next to each other.
Yeah, I'll bring it out.
Oh, yeah.
I'm definitely not doing that.
Oh, yes.
No.
Come on.
That is a little too gross for me.
Yeah.
We'll need hand gloves, too.
I'm really not doing that.
Yo, come on.
I'm not that type of physical comic.
Okay, so this is ketchup mixed with water.
I'm going to mix it a little bit. I'll use a fork instead of this.
Well, use that.
Okay. I don't know if
I want to use it. It works. Okay. This is exciting. I feel like I'm in a science class or something.
Yeah.
So a decent sized shot.
I don't think it's clumpy enough.
I don't think so either.
Oh, it really opens up. Yeah, see, that's what happens inside your badge?
Uh-huh. Yeah,
it opens up like
it's
that?
It's not really that big.
It's like a flower.
That's not going to hold all that, I don't think.
Oh, it soaks it in. But the clumping is coming afterwards.
The clumping is coming afterwards.
Wow, and so it's like starts to overflow and then just pulls it right back in.
And that's what happens. That's what's on your underwear.
That's
right
probably now. Why Diva cups are the best. And then there, see, it doesn't absorb.
And that's what's on your underwear right now.
Oh, so it just pretty much sits on top. The clumpiness just sits on top.
Yeah.
And
unless
so
that
when
comes
you pull out.
And it took most of the shot, by the way.
It did take most of the shot.
But now that if you have no pad on, that's all in your underwear.
And that's just flowing around. Now
that actually looks legitimately real. Minus some oxidation.
Yeah, you should leave that out for anybody, your guests that come over. Just have it in that bowl.
See, we didn't get taught this in school. No one taught me how to.
How to what?
Change it out.
Change
what to
it
do.
Out. What the consistency is.
See, look, it turned blue.
My what?
I didn't know
that
it turned
this way.
I didn't know it turns blue.
Oh, I didn't know either. Oh.
Wasn't it blue before?
I don't think so. I think it was.
It turned blue to what, like, it's been used? Like the back of a battery of a cell phone when you
they get also
the
make, on the advertising and commercials, they make this part of the string as, like, the last.
The pearls?
The catcher. The last part. Like,
yeah.
That it's also.
Oh my god, that really looks very real and gross.
Legit.
I'm actually pretty proud that we recreated it as close to what it would be. And that's probably one incident. So,
right, that's like,
that happens probably once an hour for you.
Once an hour?
Day. Yeah.
Wait, do you need a ball?
24 hours a day, so that's a lot of tampons. And in fact, I don't mean to get a political, but there's a thing called the pink tax, and it's basically there's a tax on top of feminine hygiene because, like, pads and tampons, because the government doesn't consider it a medical necessity. So they put an extra tax onto it, and it's, even though it's a little bit, I think $14 million was collected by New York City last year.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah. Adrian, bring it out. Come on, I want to see it.
No.
Come on.
But then,
I don't have to see it coming out. I just want to see it out.
Just go through a trash can at the stand or something.
Oh, yeah. I'm not getting a random tampon. I'm not touching
sweet.
It.
Sweet.
Yeah, I trust you.
Nice. No, it's true.
Oh, really? A tax on it? There should be a tax on a necessity.
Yeah.
It's not tax on, like, groceries.
Well, they don't consider it a medical necessity because the Congress just thinks our insides are spiders and mothballs. You know, they don't get it.
Yeah. It is really. It is lost on them.
Lost on them. And it's also going back to what you said about sex ed. We're not taught this.
No.
We just sat in a room and we're like, here's what it looks like when you give birth, don't have sex, use a pad, and that's it.
Yes. You only learn that stuff from your friends.
Yeah.
And maybe one of them has had a mom that's pretty cool about talking about stuff.
And that's it.
And she'll like, oh, come on, ladies, I'll tell you.
Yeah, there's usually one mom that's like very open about sex.
We had Herzy Ginsburg's mom. We were all playing football one Shabbos, and then we came in. We were drinking like water and stuff, and she was like, "Hey kids, have your parents taught you about deodorant?" And we're like, "No, what?" I guess we just started to stink that way. Ask them about it.
Yeah, mine never brought that up on me either. It was just something you felt like, oh, all the other girls are using deodorant.
My mom said to me, she's like, I think it's time for you to wear deodorant.
Just straight out like that.
We were in a dressing room and I was changing. She's like, I think you should wear deodorant, Adrian.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Did you bring it out? Can I see it?
No, there's honestly just that much blood. It's like,
how long have you been in?
When I left my house.
What day are you in right now?
Third day.
So third day goes back to first day?
It's a little bit better.
Yeah. It's a little heavier than first, but it's way better.
My period's so all over the place. Yesterday was really, really heavy and tastes like nothing.
Some women will have it for like 7 days.
Yeah, it's not always just 3 days, right?
Sometimes no, I've had it for 5 days.
I've had it
for 3. It changes all the time.
There's some girls that when starting out would have it for almost 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
That's insane.
That's because they would, beginning they're like, yeah, 5 to 7 and then maybe 14. Days where you're like, that's an insane amount. To me, that sounds like not right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had some irregular periods where I got it for like 6 weeks straight one time and I had to go to the doctor. I was like, what's going on?
Oh my God.
I didn't go on like Prevera or something.
I hear that if you have more stress in the month,
it's worse.
It's worse. Yeah, it's way, cramping is way, way worse and it's a heavier flow.
But does that mean you have more eggs being produced?
No, I think it's just your body like releasing the stress. Kind of like when you get a massage, you get a little sick afterwards because
you need to drink water.
You drink water, yeah, because your tension is being released. Yeah. Stuff like that.
I think don't you just start off with the same amount of eggs? Like you never make more eggs.
Never make more eggs. Yeah.
What do you mean? What do you mean?
That's why it's
the same amount every month you make?
No, you're born with a set amount of eggs and then that's it. Like men can keep recreating life with your sperm, but women only have a set amount of eggs. That's it.
Forever.
And then they deteriorate.
Yeah.
That's why.
Like, how many eggs do you get?
I don't quite know. Probably a lot.
Hundreds at least. All right.
Yeah.
I think you're just
that's another thing we don't get. We don't get told that.
I figured it'd be like millions.
That's more
of little tiny eggs.
I don't think it's millions.
I mean, do you get one egg per month?
Who knows? I think
it's one on each, so like 2 eggs a month. I like when we're
one on
in
each
30s.
Yeah, because you have your fallopian.
Oh, each
and
two.
You get 2 ovaries.
Yeah.
I feel like I don't know anything.
And they go down the uterus lining, and then if they're not, they start off with the ovaries, and then they kind of come peeking out around the tubes, the fallopian tubes.
Hello.
And hello. And if the sperm hasn't come and got itself in it, then the egg slides down.
Just keeps
the uterus.
Going.
Yeah, slides down.
And it drives everything.
Oh, but if it does get in, it gets bigger and it gets stopped up in there.
Yeah.
Bigger.
And some women have a lot of complications in pregnancy because it doesn't slide down when it's.
It gets inseminated in the tube.
Yeah,
and that's an ectopic
pregnancy. Yeah, so you have to have a miscarriage or like.
I don't see how they could put a tax on tampons. Like, who would not use a tampon?
Again, people don't consider it a medical necessity. They don't understand. There was one guy in the Senate, I forget his name, but he said, oh, I thought women could just will away a period. He's on record of saying that.
Well, there's also somebody who's like, you can also just close your legs really tightly so you don't get raped.
Yeah.
Jesse Helms, a senator from North Carolina, like one of those long-term senators, he said, they asked him about abortion. He's like, no, for sure not. And then, which is whatever, fine, if that's what you believe. But then he was like, they were like, what about in case of rape or incest? And he's like, well, incest, are you talking about fucking your sister? Like, that's not, I mean, if you mean like someone doing it to their child, maybe, but like, if it's rape, like, you can't get pregnant during a rape. You have to want it to get pregnant.
Yeah.
So the pregnancy proves it was not a rape. And you got elected to 3 more terms.
Whoa. Yeah. We're like, oh, we see you.
That's
our leader. He got elected to 3 more terms, just like all the terms of a pregnancy.
Yeah.
Wow. No, I like that one guy that was like, if you don't want to get raped, you just have to like close your legs
up.
Really tightly.
That's what I said in Italy, where they said that it couldn't be a rape because she was wearing tight jeans and it was so hard to get off that the rapist couldn't have gotten them off.
What?
And then women in Italy wear tight jeans like one day a year, the rape day.
I'm surprised women just haven't, like, risen up and murdered everybody.
I know, you guys just aren't physically strong enough. If we treated you the same way when you were the stronger ones, it would be mayhem.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I keep saying, we're not strong enough.
Physically?
That's why we need our guns.
Yeah.
I love guns, personally. I want to get a gun.
Me too.
I should never have a gun.
What?
No?
Why? Because you would use
driving in New York City.
Yeah, that's what I mean. That's why I want a gun.
You should never have a gun if you drive in New York City.
But how are you going to kill people that
I mean,
don't
I think
turn
it would just be
on?
Everyone would just be killing each other.
Oh, yeah, because traffic. Like,
cutting you off.
Everyone's so upset.
All somebody needs to do is cut me off. Somebody the other day moved their car so they could take up two spots.
Yeah.
And I was like, that person would be dead. I just ring their bell and go.
Move their car so they can take up two spots?
Yeah.
Intentionally move it back so no
they
one can move it?
Okay, so there's a spot. There's space for two cars. They also have a driveway they don't use.
What?
So they have two cars. The mother wants to go food shopping, so the daughter moved the car in the middle so nobody could park on either
side. So she could have it?
Yeah.
No.
That person, if I had a gun, that person would have been killed.
What a little bitch.
Yeah.
Can you write him a note? And just
it's like, guys, it doesn't work this way. You're being very, very rude.
Of course
yes.
They are.
They know they're being
and
rude.
And they're Spanish, so now I'm going to vote for Trump. That's what happens.
Oh, that's what happens. Hey, let me ask you a question. So, stereotype of in comedy of men asking women like, "Are you on your period?" Women going crazy. Does that ever honestly happen at all? Are you on your period?
No.
Or how often?
No.
And if it does, do you guys get mad?
No.
And if I do get asked that, it's like a general like. Not in a shitty way.
Were you on your period or something?
Yeah.
It's not like that.
Hey, are you on your...
Are you all right? Are you in a period?
You're like, oh yeah, I am. Or maybe I am starting soon.
Or like, I see you've been in the bathroom for a while. Are you on your period?
Yeah, it's like a loved one.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
Not a douchey guy at the...
When you fuck a period?
Yeah.
And also, everybody's like, women just talk about their periods on stage. I've seen about maybe one...
Four jokes ever?
Yeah.
And usually if we do... I feel like we have to preface a big, like, I'm sorry, I'm going to go into this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which
I feel like you don't.
Joke. I don't preface it.
Yeah.
You just do it.
Just do
I
it.
Don't know. It seems like...
It's a big part of our life.
It's such a stereotype. It's not true that women only talk about their periods, where it's like, I'm right, like, almost none of them have any period jokes. A few do, but also, it's a massive part of your life.
Yeah.
Chelsea Peretti's joke about it was good.
Yeah.
I don't know if we do or not, but if men had their periods, that's all they were talking about.
It would be dripping everywhere.
I think a lot of people are, I mean, not everybody, of course not, hashtag not all men, but I think a lot of men are just sort of grossed out by it, and they don't even want to talk about it. I mean, there's a reason why in Saudi, like, we would, well, not me because I left when I was young, but women were confined to a different tent when you were on your period.
Really?
And there's a lot of places in the world that run like that.
What are you doing in Saudi Arabia?
I was born there.
What are you?
I'm Caucasian.
Oh.
Yeah. But that's
get
like,
out of my okay friend.
Get out
friend.
Of my house. But people are generally spooked out by it. They don't like it. They consider it like magic, and it's something that they don't know. And so
yeah, everyone's glad when a girl gets it every month.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
There's that too. If you're sexually active with a girl, if she gets it, it's not like a fuck. We can't have sex. It's like a, oh, thank God.
We need it.
We dodged another bullet.
But I've seen guys and audience members as a female comic, if you do start talking about stuff, they get like, ugh.
I got uncomfortable.
Yeah, they do.
What do you think's worse?
It annoys me because I'm like, you just saw this guy talk about this.
Yeah,
he's
equally as crazy.
And that I can name a million jokes.
But it's fluids.
Yeah.
It's fluids. Maybe that's it. Although I do jokes about shitting.
Incoming.
Yeah.
I think my joke, I don't even say period though.
What do you say?
It's about tampons.
Yeah, I think that, but the actual body fluid
grosses some men out
people.
For sure. And men are most comedy club audience members. Maybe that's why it seems worse.
Maybe.
They're like 65%.
Like women?
I don't know. I think women about make up half or maybe a little bit less than half
of audiences?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Maybe that's been my experience. Some clubs I see mostly male audiences, but I would say.
I'd say it's when. When there's a date, it's 1-to-1, you know, when it's a date situation. But when it's not a date situation, it's less often girls' night out than guys' night out.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's never going to be, like, a group of women. Like, let's go to a comedy club.
Yeah.
That's
it happens sometimes.
Exactly.
Yeah, when they're awful. Yeah.
That's the worst.
That's the worst.
So so you don't ever get guys that, like, make you mad by going, like, are you in your period?
No.
It's such a stereotype that you almost can't. When I've had girlfriends be super angry, and it's like, I don't think you really feel this way. Think it's that time, but you can't say a word because of that stereotype.
Yeah, I'm also not like throwing pans across the room.
Right.
I mean, just like mummy dress.
It's just getting a little madder at things.
Yeah, like slightly madder.
I think you just cry more.
Yeah.
But I cry just when I'm angry. rather
yeah,
than
like when that girl took up those two spots, I almost started crying because I was so mad.
Oh.
I do when I have it out of sleep. That's the closest I compare it to PMS.
Yeah.
It's like I'm cranky in the morning, like I'm on a flight. I'm like, start next. And it's like, what am I upset about? Is it just my crankiness?
Haven't eaten.
Yeah.
Oh,
I haven't smoked cigarettes or pot. Yeah. Some sort of thing. Like, this is fucking with my emotions.
But I do wonder, sometimes I wonder about, like, guys when they get kicked in the balls.
Yeah.
That pain that you guys feel. I'm like, is that the same as our intense cramping?
Cramps could be really bad.
Yeah, but you can rest in that, though.
That doubles you over. And it might just because we're not used to that pain all the time. It's something to get used to something.
Yeah, that's a pain I'm always like, what does that feel like?
It's this empty hollow and shoots up into your, almost towards your neck.
But how often are you kicked in the nuts?
No, not very often.
Yeah, I think twice in your whole life, maybe kicked in the nuts.
But you could have, like, sometimes a light accidental.
I remember the first time it happened, I was walking, there was, it's like some park near
are
my
are you warned, like, it's going to hurt, or is
no.
it something that just happens and you're like, whoa.
I've heard about it in movies a little, but not really. And I walked into a railing, and just perfect shot. I wasn't paying attention. I was like, ow. Because it hurts like just that. And then it waits, like, a minute. And then it comes. And you're like, ow. I'm like, oh, my God.
Weird.
Yeah.
That sounds like an asshole pain. Do you ever have those asshole pains?
What do you mean?
Where all of a sudden you're like this, ow! Like a shooting pain in your asshole. All right, maybe I'm wrong.
It's not.
Myself.
It's just you and Amber.
Thanks, Amber.
My asshole's got a lot of pain.
Do blue balls hurt more than getting kicked in the nuts?
No, blue balls are duller, longer pain.
Is that an actual thing, or is there dudes just like, I'm not fucking, fuck me, boo balls?
No, you can handle it.
Yeah.
But like, you can absolutely go jerk it off. You can just go to the bathroom and be like, I'll be right back, and then just vigorously get it out of there.
How quickly can you jerk off?
That's hard, especially if somebody's waiting in the bedroom. Like, oh, I'm going to the bathroom for some. I mean, you have to run the sink.
Yeah.
And it might be like 2-3 minutes.
Do you guys also shit and jerk off at the same time?
I've done it once to see if I could when I was exploring my body and stuff.
Oh, okay.
But
I
like,
always thought guys did that. Like, just
no way.
Shit and jerk off.
I feel like you can't do both.
Yeah, I don't think you couldn't either, but...
Yeah.
Sort of mentally preoccupied with one or the other.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Sneezing with your eyes open.
Yes.
You have to, like, hold your eyes open and try to sneeze. Like... Yeah. No, girls don't really have period jokes. That's a weird thing. How did that start?
I don't know. Again, I always... just have to
maybe
do
they were
it.
In the beginning
maybe
but when at what point in the 60s and 70s when we're talking about periods have been acceptable
maybe in the 90s like seriously or
maybe
90s
time. yeah that could be. I mean, it is, I could see it being eventually turning into a go-to easy shit jokes have become that almost for my show too. It's like, well, we can all, I mean, they're still like okay, but I can see eventually they'll be like, all right, another shit yourself story.
It's good too. Yeah, it's kind of like jokes about white men are horrible. You're like, okay, we heard it.
Yeah.
So many times.
I have noticed one time I opened an open mic set while I was hosting with the shit story, and then all of a sudden that just became an open.
Everybody did?
From that whole
it's
night.
It's cathartic.
Like, it's so crazy.
It's cathartic. It's so embarrassing when it happens, and then you realize it's years have passed. I can now share this and gain strength from it.
Yeah.
What do you think is more comfortable for a crowd? Hearing women talk about globular stuff like that?
But I don't think anyone's talking about globular periods like that.
Yeah. Or just fluids in general. Or hearing a black person talk about white people shooting them all the time. Like, or the N-word.
Who's the audience?
White people.
They'd probably rather hear talk about periods.
I think so, too.
Yeah. Or they'd probably rather hear, if they're a liberal New York audience, they'd probably rather hear the black guy talk.
Yeah. Oh, right, because it's fun. Because then you're like, cool, I'm not
responsible.
I'm laughing,
there was a white person talking about it.
Oh, that is very uncomfortable.
That's
funny. Oh, that is super uncomfortable. Oh, when a white guy is like, whatever they say, it's everyone's, and the whole audience is like, please stop.
Yeah.
Because I don't know where you're going. It doesn't matter if you're not going to a bad place. Just stop.
Yeah. I don't like it. Yeah.
I don't like this. Yeah. 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 I had a guy, I knew a guy that said he got hit on by a gay guy. This is a black dude. And this is like from 90s sort of mentality. And he ripped the, he ripped his nipple ring off him and watched the faggot juice run down his chest.
Whoa! Yeah.
And black people are fine with that. White people are like, I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Black community doesn't really like the gay people a lot. Isn't there a movie about it? Moonlighting?
Oh, I've seen that movie.
Yeah, it looks really good, but like a young black boy in the ghetto. I think he's gay and a dancer, which, good luck to you, buddy.
In the ghetto?
Well, yeah. But all he has to do is move into a white neighborhood and everyone will love him. His whole world will change.
That is true.
So it's like...
Well, they have the whole culture of the DL, which... Down low. With HIV spreading is because it's very taboo to be homosexual in like black
community. Homo thugs.
It seems like.
Homo thugs?
I like black guys on the DL.
Oh. It sounds like Christopher Street.
Homo thugs?
Yeah.
They're all thuggy gays.
Yeah.
I bet that's rough sex. I bet they are not tender about it at all. Like you get a pink sock out of there?
Yes.
Oh.
The homo thugs?
Yeah.
Probably because they're like have to keep it secret. They're getting their aggression out on.
We were making fun of my gay friend about because he had sex with somebody we knew, and we were like, "Was it beautiful? Was it touching?" And we just kept mocking him until he was like, and he's like a lighter. He reminds me of like Dave Smith, but shorter, like thin and like not like a
like a
tough,
pink?
Sort of yeah, a little bit. And he was like, eventually had enough of it. He goes, "I made his asshole bleed." Like, oh, all right.
Whoa.
Fair enough.
What? I picture, is that the goal?
I don't know, maybe.
I picture it like two superheroes fighting each other. It's two masks, like a lot of furniture is breaking and walls being busted through.
That's how it was in that cowboy movie.
It's very
the wrestling
masculine.
First and then.
Yeah.
That movie is hot. A lot of women masturbate to that movie.
I could see that.
Yeah.
Which movie? Oh,
Brokeback Mountain.
I love that movie. I like watching gay porn. Or two guys.
I could see girls.
It.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, guys
very
like
masculine.
Mm. I liked watching Brokeback Mountain.
I only like the sex scenes.
Yeah, me too.
Because I'm super straight. I just want to like show what I'm not. So I watch that part over and over again. Does it stay in the period blood?
Yes.
And
yes.
Do you get it on your underwear? Are those underwear done?
Stays forever. That's why.
So annoying,
like real
so.
Blood.
Real blood. It never washes out. White
Fuck.
Underwear is kind of a mistake. I still have some. I now wear them to like the gym or something.
Yeah.
But they're just always and forever going to be
stained. Or your period underwear.
Yeah.
Or period jeans.
Period underwear. Like, so you'll have a stain on them and you're like, I'll just wear these again.
I mean, yeah. Wash them.
Yeah.
Just like your period underwear.
I love that they get, you're like, I guess these are my period underwear now.
Yeah.
Can you see different levels of stain? Like that one's from like 2 months ago, this one's from last month. No.
Yeah, they all just sort of
layers of it.
Yeah.
I think too, where, like in New York. Cool.
Like when you cut a mountain in half, you can see the fucking years.
Yeah. I think too in New York, most people don't have a washer and dryer, so by the time you wash your period underwear, it's like that's in there.
It's too late.
Yeah,
it stains in there for good.
I got over the part of dropping my laundry off because for a while you're like, oh, I don't want other people to wash my period underwear, but then you kind of just get over it.
They're just going to
because they're
right?
Seeing.
But
so
and
much
it does come out. Does it come?
No.
I mean, it
no.
comes out, but like you said, it's like a cloud of it.
Yeah, right. There's like an outlining of it, and it clouds in.
Oh. Mm, there's a great underwear. It's for your period. They advertise it on the subway. And
thanks.
Thanks. And some people are like, that's so gross. Get it
oh,
off
I've
there.
I've seen that.
I have a pair, and they're fantastic.
What does it do? How does it work?
It absorbs it. You don't even
your underwear
have,
does.
The underwear. You don't even have to wear a tampon.
No.
It's some like space technology. I don't know what the fuck, but it absorbs it. And I even wear it on like long flights or bus rides because you get a little funky down there. It takes all the smell out.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I keep meaning to get some.
They're really good.
So you don't have to change it all day?
I've gone like second day. I put one in the morning and then all day. And like,
on day two?
On day two.
Wow.
And what happens to the clumps?
Well, the clumps sort of like stay up in there, you know, but like the panties themselves, they absorb all the moisture.
So they get fuller and fuller?
So you just have to go to the bathroom.
Can you feel them like?
You just have to go to the bathroom, yeah.
And then bring them out?
No.
Just like tape the clumps out.
Yeah, you could take the clumps out. They don't really feel fuller and fuller. I don't know what the fuck. I don't know. It's some like
honest, it's like people don't understand. There is so much money made off women. That
that's
half the population
shit.
Just design some shit for them.
I bought a pair. They were like $20. I was like,
that's not much.
This. Not much.
No.
That's less than underwear.
Yeah.
How much is underwear?
When you get less fabric. For $5.
Yeah, but this was like well worth it.
But boxers are like $15.
Victoria's Secret underwear is not cheap.
No.
You can't bleed into those.
I mean, you can, but you're going to ruin them.
Yes.
So if
what color are your things underwear? Are they...
They're black. I'm sure if they were... They make them black on purpose, so you don't really see how much it's absorbing.
Because that would probably freak you out.
Yeah, but it's like a thin material that just absorbs all of
what
it.
What are they called?
Thinks.
Thinks?
Yeah.
T-H-I-N-K?
An X.
Every word for woman has an X in it.
Thanks. Thanks. But people were, like, upset about the advertisements. They're like, it looks upset, and I don't want to see this. And I'm like, get out. Fuck you.
Why don't they want to see it?
Because they're, I guess they...
We live in a repressed society.
Yeah.
Where it's like, I don't want to see it or hear about anything. Annoying. Yeah, when I do abortion jokes in England, it doesn't get really a response because they're just, it's not shocking anymore. They're just like, whatever, we have abortion. I don't know. If you have to, you have to. But
if one out of, what is this? Is it one out of four or one out of three women have abortion. Had an abortion?
Probably four.
So if it's that, let's get that many, up to every two. What's the big deal?
Yeah, I know.
Because I guess it's still kind of taboo, even though everyone's doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah, they think it's like ruining life. And I'm like, don't you appreciate the life of the woman that has the child?
Yeah.
Because now it's going to drive her into poverty. It's going to drive up your taxes.
Yeah. Did you ever see that study about why crime went down?
Yes.
The Freakonomics.
Freakonomics was just 18 years after abortion was legalized.
Those kids weren't born. And my brother is, like, Republican and pro, like, government should be out of your home, people should be able to do what they want, but you can't have an abortion. And I was like, you want the government to control the home and your life. I can't imagine a more controlling government than someone wants to control your body.
Yeah, but the problem is it's not that simple. You can't break it down to that simple. It's not just, it's my body, it's my choice. There's also something else to that.
That's true. It's another man in there and his sperm, you know?
And a thing that could come out and be a person.
Yeah, but my thing is...
That's why one calls it pro-life, one calls it pro-choice. They don't act, those aren't opposites.
Mm. Yeah, because you can be pro-life and still pro-choice.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
But I just definitely think if guys, and I know this has been talked about, if they got pregnant... this wouldn't be an issue.
Rogan's had a joke, if men got pregnant, abortion would be an app on your iPhone.
Totally. Yeah. It would be so accessible and not a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because we'd be like, we're doing it.
Yeah. It's an inconvenience.
I honestly think it's murder, and I'm for it.
That's what I just said. I think, I feel the same way. I think that abortion is murder, but I'm also for it. I'm for murder.
I heard a joke. I'm going to pause this so I can tell you, because it's a guy I don't know, so I can't credit it. But, like, he said...
But if you believe that it is murder, then you should be doing everything.
You should be firebombing places.
Yeah.
Quit killing babies.
But I think they were. They were, like, bombing, like...
But not everybody was.
No, not everybody.
Yeah.
I mean, if you saw people lining up six-year-olds to kill them, a lot more people would get violent.
I think at the end of the day, it's just a lot of work.
Yeah, I still feel like people... if you were lining up six-year-olds and just shooting them.
In New York, people are like, that's crazy. Is that always happened here?
Yeah.
And you just keep going about your day.
Well, I gotta get to work.
Yeah.
Well, I'm like that when I go to, like, Forever 21 and I buy leggings for $1.80 and you're like, this can't be good.
Who made this for $1.80?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, someone was being insane. Subjected to some horrible conditions to make this.
And then you just were like, well, I can't afford it. I mean, this is great that it's $1.80 and you just go about your day.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you're just ignoring... because it is an inconvenience.
Like the iPhone.
Yeah.
And you're like, found out it was like slave labor in China. Like, fuck. Well, I'm not going to stop using it.
It's so good.
Yeah.
I think they should put the iPhone factory in America.
Absolutely. And have the children here do it, right?
And just pay people a regular wage.
Pay them a regular wage.
Whatever minimum wage is for summer jobs.
Yeah. And somebody was like, who wants that job? And I was like, I would want that job. There's been many times in my life where I've been broke. And I would love to be able to go into
a factory
and then just get a fucking job for a month.
You know?
Pay my rent, do my thing. Yeah, you work long hours, but...
Or just have an 8-hour shift and have somebody else come on right after that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we should have our kids here working.
I think we should provide a job.
I'm sure the iPhone would cost $10,000.
That's one of the things, by the way, that Trump wants.
Well...
He just wants people, like, having jobs in America instead of outsourcing it.
I think that's a great idea.
Yeah.
It would cost a little bit more in the beginning, our paychecks would average out, and a lot of companies are paying off.
Are we back on?
Yeah, we've been back on. Yeah, yeah.
A lot of companies are paying off lawyers, expensive court fees, so they can export these jobs.
Really?
So you wouldn't be doing that. You would save that money.
Right. I'm not actually for Trump or Hillary. I'm for none of them.
Yeah, none of them is the right answer.
My answer.
Especially when people, here's my thing, if people in New York or California are going like, it's a lesser of two evils, like you gotta vote against Trump. It's like, but this state is already gonna go Democrat no matter what. So why do you then have to vote for an evil? Just don't. Just say, I'm not going to support this. It's going to get taken care of the way you want it.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people are... You know, they shit on Trump supporters, but a lot of Hillary supporters are also just pure evil.
Awful.
They're
people.
All... But, like, yeah, that's the thing where... Like, I was saying I could vote for Trump, I was joking, but, like, her... She's terrible, too.
She's terrible.
Terrible. And the media is biased towards her, and nobody... They're like, look at me like I'm crazy when I say that.
Well, because the problem is with media bias is you then start to believe what they tell you.
Right.
So it's not... You don't even realize... It's like, well, I can see through a media bias. You can't see through it. They did for Fox News for a while. They were doing like pro-war, anti-war, and they were like, the mandate was 2/3 of our stories are pro-war and 1/3 is anti-war. And if you watch Fox News every day for 2 weeks, you will push yourself from seeing all these things towards, you know, pro-war. If they're mm-hmm. doing 2/3 pro-war stories,
yeah,
you can't help it. That's just what you keep seeing.
Yeah.
But there's a small media bias. I saw that debate at the last one. I saw like half of it, and then at the end was like the only story was like Trump says he won't accept a loss. I'm like, what about any of the fucking stuff they talked about? Yeah. That's it? That he won't accept a loss? Who cares?
Horrible.
Well, he also said I'll just deal with it when it comes. What do they want him to say? I'm going to
put like,
the White House down.
One wants to go to war. Like talk about something like that. Exactly. He's not. He can't do anything.
What's he gonna say?
Yeah.
He's gonna be a sore loser, and that's what you're talking about. How about his policies or her policies?
None of it. And nobody wants to have a dialogue either.
Nobody wants to have a dialogue.
I was in Los Angeles last week and I talked to somebody at a party and I just said like, oh, some of my family, they're like poor Louisiana people, they're voting for Trump. And he said, oh, wait a minute, are you one of my only friends whose people in their family voting for Trump? And I was like, yeah. And he was like, he just turned his back and walked away from me.
But like, it's I
so
don't
weird.
Get
you don't
that.
Hear anybody.
I see people on Facebook do that where they're like, if you're voting for Trump, delete me from Facebook. I
it's always
you.
A stand.
You're a misogynist.
Go ahead and delete
you're
me.
Misogynist. You're a racist. You're a fascist. I'm just like, you're the worst. And if you're a comic, you're an even more asshole to me.
Yeah, comics are supposed to like stand on the outside and look at both
and make fun
things.
Of both sides.
Yeah, both. Jimmy Dore said it. He was like,
to make fun
yeah,
of both
he goes,
sides.
If you are a comedian and you are not taking the piss out of a warmonger who is clearly bought out by big corporations, he goes, then you're just doing propaganda.
Yeah.
How dare you not make fun of that?
Yeah. I lost a job recently because I wasn't pro-Hillary enough.
Enough?
Enough. They were like, well, you weren't retweeting her enough.
What job?
It was for like an ice cream company or something.
It was like, okay.
I know, but they
that's
were
hilarious.
Very, they were pro-Hillary and I just wasn't retweeting her enough.
Not enough flair.
And I was making jokes about her. And they were like, we don't really appreciate the jokes you made about her. And I was like, yeah, I'm a comic. That's why you hired me. And they were like,
you
were
can't
just like
make jokes about both sides.
I do think it's weird if like, so... Trump has all these, like, sexual allegations. But then Clinton also, Bill Clinton, I know it's not Hillary that
I know.
Has it. But it's weird that
it's presidents.
Yeah.
JFK.
It's weird that we're brushing over his sexual allegations and then we're totally bringing up. I'm like, that seems like a weird...
I had a woman ask me, she's like, what's really the deal with Trump? When that grab her by the pussy thing came out, I was like, well, I don't think he really meant he. That's how he does it. But she was like,
humorous.
I was like, but it's like, that's, yeah, I mean, he's talking, and she's like, but it is bro dude behavior. I'm like, for sure it's bro dude behavior, but that's not new. And I was like, do you remember, we had a president who like, fucked a woman with a cigar.
Yeah.
In the Oval Office, an intern, like an inferior employee.
JFK fucking Marilyn Monroe.
Yeah, like that's, bro dude stuff has been going on.
It's always
you just have to wait till you get into office and then keep it hush hush.
Yeah, I mean, grabbing the pussy sounds like something I would say. Honestly, it sounds like something I would fucking say.
Yeah.
Grab by the pussy.
Yeah, it does sound like something you'd say. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. It's just a weird thing. No one hears anybody.
That. Like, I wasn't offended by that.
I wasn't offended by it either, yeah.
I don't know, is that because we're comics and we're so jaded?
And then Trevor Noah's like, it's assault. You're talking about sexual assault. Like, but he's not saying I'm really doing that.
He's being a gross person.
Yeah.
That's all he was being. That's why I was surprised that Billy Bush got fired for something that happened
to him
10 years ago.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I don't know. I'm like, but wasn't he just doing his job right now? I don't know. It just seemed kind of...
It's really weird. I honestly think that the American liberals, like ultra liberals, are a terrorist group.
They are.
They're a terrorist group. They're firing people from the jobs. They're making people afraid of saying things.
Yeah,
I mean that's
it's yeah, doing it's exactly all
the troops. All the troops are like, we're going to like Afghanistan to fight for your right to for free speech. And I was like, that's not in danger there. If you want to defend our free speech, kill a feminist blogger. Like that's what you need to do.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
the only thing actually affecting us.
Yeah. So, like, people are afraid of speaking. People are afraid of speaking out on Facebook, you know?
No one changes their mind, too. You get into a fight with Facebook. Like, they're like, well, this happens. That they always go, yeah, but your person's this. I'm like, yeah, but your person's that. No one ever goes, huh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
I didn't know that one.
Maybe not at that moment.
But they don't.
No one likes to admit.
When they're like, Hillary's anti-fracking, and it's like, oh, no, Hillary's pro-fracking. And you're like, still. Like, yeah. So it didn't take it away at all? Even a little bit of your support? Like,
I didn't see that. Let me read up on it and I'll get back to you.
They don't.
Yeah,
whatever. What I thought was interesting too is that, I guess during the debate when I was like live tweeting whatever, there are like black, you know, Dominicans who are just like in America that hate Hillary. So like, you're, well, I guess because she embezzled a bunch of money for, not Dominicans, Haitians.
Haitians are totally screwed up.
He brought that up, yeah.
Yeah, that she like embezzled a ton of money from Haiti, so like they all hate her, like, and they're gonna vote for him. A bunch of them are, like, the older generations. Yeah. They hate her, so it's just surprising how.
And then you're like, who's voting? That's for not votes? That's not the version of Trump supporter that people are seeing.
No, it's yeah. not. But like on Facebook, I was surprised when this kid wrote to me. He's like, I'm voting for Hillary. He's like, but my grandparents are voting for Trump. They hate her. They remember what she did to Haiti and she embezzled all that money. Not Dominicans, Haitians. I was like, oh,
she's been really good at deflecting.
It's so interesting that, like, that's something I never would have thought of.
Mm-hmm. But they're really both garbage. Everyone kind of knows it. That's why I'm always like, just don't vote. Just don't support either one. You don't have to, like, actively support anybody.
I don't understand why the Republican Party went with Trump. It makes sense if they went with, not that I would agree with Ted Cruz, but at least
one of the other ones.
Somebody that got stuff done.
I think Trump is better than Cruz, though. I think Cruz is even worse.
Yeah, what he says about women, he really believes.
Trump is a D-bag, but like he's not like his policies aren't let's do. Like, I made a joke about it once, but like, he wants to ban Muslims. Trump wants to ban Muslims in the country, and Hillary wants to go kill Muslims in other countries.
Oh.
Like, I don't know. Like, yeah, like, I know this is like, yeah, it seems worse. I don't know.
Hmm.
Yeah, they're both pretty good. I think it's Trump and Bernie are the same thing. It's disillusionment from the power, and it's like, we need something else.
Yeah.
And then Bernie didn't quite get over the top.
Well, Hillary sort of like she rigged it.
Yeah.
I'm surprised that's why he went and spoke and like was on her side, because she just threw him under the bus.
I guess he just doesn't want Trump.
I mean, Obama did the same thing. When it's like, you see, there were some 2008 speeches that he was making, just shitting on her, and they're coming out now. It's like, she's bought out. She's bought and sold. That's not who we want. When he's running against her, now it's like, nah, you gotta. She's great.
But isn't there's a video of Trump supporting the Clintons?
They're all in bed together. Yeah. They're all the same parties. And it's like, he's like, I'm not a politician. You hang out with politicians. And she's like, I'm not a millionaire, but you're hanging out with millionaires. Yeah, you're all the same people. And she is, exactly.
Yeah, they're all rich people hanging out with each other.
God, they're both such garbage.
Just like fucking children. You know they like to fuck kids.
Bill Clinton was friends with one guy that just got busted for...
Yeah, there was a guy that has an island. God, I forget his name. I was just looking it up. But he has his own private island, and he would ship over or fly over politicians and celebrities and would have... And you would have women... who are now women that would come out and they would be like, I was 13 years old and we were being hustled around as prostitutes. And they're like, you can read their description and they're like quickly hushed up. Wow. And what happens is the politicians sleep with the young kids and then they have pictures taken of them. So then they have collateral of like, well, next time you try to do something, we will leave these photos out. So
Once you watch Game of Thrones, you realize it's all the same thing with our government and policies, where it's like, you're free of friends, you're going to help them out. That's just how it works. If I have friends that I'm booking a show with, and you know, maybe Sarah, maybe you're like slightly worse than this other comic, I'll book you over somebody I don't know. It's just like...
Yeah, because it's your friend.
Yeah, that's what you do. I don't know why I use an example, but that's what you do. You hook up your friends. I mean, you take money from people.
Totally. Why wouldn't you?
I think what happens is, too, it's like you come up with support at all for... I mean, anti-Hillary people are like, oh, so you support Trump? Like, no, but obviously I don't. So then now I have to go out of my way to say I also don't support the other one.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Everyone's horrible.
Everyone's horrible.
Yeah.
Damn, I want Bernie to win. And they would have raised taxes and shit and all that, but at least it was somebody who was like, I hear you guys. I hear your problems.
He's good. He's like your fun uncle, you know. No. Just going for a president. Not fun uncle, serious uncle.
Well, he just reminded me of, like, that guy that would run for student council and promise you stuff that you're like, you don't have the power.
I forget that.
Yeah. To do that. Like, I guess
he was the most honest, but I didn't like him either. I don't like any of them.
Ron Paul, I liked him too. He was like, oh, yeah, let's get out of war with all those countries immediately. We're going broke. What are we doing?
That sounds great. I mean, I think we do... Well, like, because what happens with smaller communities around the world is you have a tribe, and then a neighboring tribe that's a little bit bigger or meaner, they'll come in and just, like, rape and kill everybody and then demand half of your stuff. So part of the reason why America has such a huge military base is...
We're the bigger tribe.
We're the big tribe. We kind of have to. If we backed out, how many people would come in and just fucking blow us to shit? I mean, I say, like, don't kill people in the face, but, like, just keep a base there. In fact, a lot of locals want a U.S. base because we offer, like, some protection and security from...
Outside tribes.
From outside tribes.
Yeah. I think those countries in the Middle East aren't done forming yet. We just said, like, this is now Iraq, this is now Iran, this is Afghanistan, and they're like, that wasn't decided yet. You just came and made these our borders. We have ethnic groups on either side.
Oh, God, yeah, it's a whole mess.
We have to let them finish forming.
We should have done something after 9/11, but not go into Iraq and Afghanistan. That was the wrong...
Whenever people say, too, they're like, well, you got to do something. It's like, okay, but if there's dirty dishes in the sink, this is the example I always use, and you're like, someone has to clean those. And it's like, then you send a toddler in, and he smashes most of them. And then the next time, like, well, we can't just leave those dirty dishes. Like, I know, but the toddler is the wrong way to do it.
Yeah.
So, like, no matter what, don't send the toddler in. He's going to keep smashing shit.
Well, we didn't go into Saudi Arabia, who funded it, because they gave Bill Clinton, like, $1 million on his birthday. You know, of course we're not going to fucking...
Fuck with them.
Fuck with them. Human rights violations out the wazoo.
Yeah.
And Hillary takes money from them and then is on a feminist platform. I have problems with that.
I know, women are like, I gotta support her. It's like,
what? I don't really think she's a champion of women's rights. I think she would put if she's a champion of more votes, and if she got more votes by putting me in a burqa, she would absolutely do it.
Yeah, it seems like she wants that no matter what. the two images she has, like the WikiLeaks shows, like we're gonna public image, private image.
Mm-hmm.
It's like troubling.
It's troubling.
I mean, with what came out about her.
I'm intentionally telling the people one thing and the banks another thing.
Yeah.
Like, refusing to show those speeches. It's like, what do you mean you're still refusing? What?
Nor does it ever sound like that email situation ever really got explained perfectly.
That's a media bias kind of thing.
Yeah.
Where they could really go, like, hold on, let's hold your feet to the fire on this.
Yeah, just, what if is it's not a big deal, like, explain it. Yeah. At least why you think it's not a big deal.
I think she just keeps explaining it the same way. Which is like, well, I didn't know.
Russia's getting involved in our election. It's wrong.
Yeah.
It's almost like if you
keeps deflecting.
If you see your girlfriend's cheating on you and you're like, hey, what's this? And you find like something or vice versa. And you're like, well, what are you doing in my room?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, that's not the issue.
Yeah.
What is this? I don't know. It's fucking horrible. I can't wait for the revolution.
But things are never nice after the revolution. They're always, like, much, much worse. Your day-to-day life. There's no more Fresh Direct after the revolution.
Yeah. We do have things pretty good.
You don't have to pay any of your bills, though.
That's true.
But you will have to fight off hooligans trying to murder your family.
I keep my life.
It was okay after the American Revolution.
That's true.
I'll just close up my vagina.
I'm going to get any parking spot I want, then.
That sounds good. Yeah, during the revolution, just ram your car right into
this. Everyone. My
neighbors just drive right into them. It does sound kind of fun. To have, like, a thunderdome.
A big exit.
A situation.
You could possibly have a peaceful revolution. I just don't see how that's possible.
It never happens. Nobody really happens under peace.
I feel like I should be buying a lot of guns and storing them.
I think it wouldn't happen where it's, like, full scale.
I'm concerned I don't have any guns.
Oh, yeah, I want one for the revolution for sure.
I want, like, a million. I think I'm going to go down south.
Because you want that one day where they're like, hey, did you hear? We're shooting cops today. Like, what? Today's the day?
Guys,
you got to be ready.
I know. I feel like those people that do stockpile guns, they're way... Like, what a great moment from then that day happened.
Finally prepared.
And they're like, when
they're like,
so.
They're like, everyone else is going to be so upset they didn't have guns like me.
Like a 10 Cloverfield Lane.
Right.
Like, I built this for a reason.
I love it when people are like, guys, let's just take away all the guns. And I'm like, oh, you mean what the Germans did to the Jews right before they killed all of them? Great idea.
Yeah.
Right.
Every totalitarian regime has taken away people's guns first.
Yeah, every single time.
China.
Give me your guns, and then the military comes in, and there's, like, nothing you can do.
I don't think it has to happen where it's full-scale war against the government. I think what they're going to do is they're going to kill, like, 6 or 7 senators on the same day, and then say, hey, the rest of you, start paying attention. Quit taking money. Like, stop it right now. And they'll all be like, fuck, are we all up for... Okay, yeah, let's stop. And maybe they'll have to be like, they're not going to listen, and they'll do it again, like, a year later, and then they go, okay, we hear you.
They'd have to be like, I still want some guns.
Yeah,
well,
for sure.
Well, those people would be used as terrorists.
Oh, absolutely.
The media would just say, these people are terrorists, don't listen to them.
Absolutely, but you know those senators would be like, how many more are there? They're just coming after us, and not, like, random citizens?
Yeah, we could form our own terrorist group right now.
We could.
I always wonder, how hard is it, you start your political career being like, I'm going to be... such a do-gooder.
I want to help the people.
And then how far in it before you start getting a little bit of money here and you're like,
I feel like the third day somebody's like, I'm going to give you $10,000 and you're like, okay.
The third day? I think it's you come up against walls of people that are like, I need everybody in on this to help us, and then three of the people of the four go, oh, we're on the take, we're not going to help you. And they go, motherfucker, and you can't get anything done, and eventually somebody offers you money too, and it's like, well, I'm already not getting anything done.
Yeah. Just think of, like, all those places that you worked at where you have in your day job, you're like, I'm going to be good. I'm going to start rise up the ranks. And then you realize it's a shitty place.
I'll just steal.
And everyone is right about the stealing and not, why bother? Because it's a piece of shit place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not paying money for closing the gap.
Why
just steal them and say somebody else stole it?
Yeah, definitely. So I just feel like that's how... it is through, like, the political system.
It's Game of Thrones, man. It's
totally.
All the same shit.
That's why I love that show.
I never watched Game of Thrones.
It makes it so clear when you see it like that.
Yeah.
And there's not one character on that show that's, like, a great person. Except the female knight.
She's not a good person?
No, she is a good person.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's... okay, nobody's a good person.
But, like, eventually you're like, well... the only bad thing I did was just, like, fuck their brother. You're like, that's not that bad. Compared to everything else that people have done.
He pushed a kid out the window.
Yeah.
When he saw them.
But he got magical powers.
He did get magical powers out of it. Yeah, that is nice.
I gotta watch this show.
Yeah,
oh,
you don't watch it either?
I love it.
Well, yeah,
because it's political.
Damn. Yeah, every one of those people, you see like a straight parallel to, like, a public official in some way or a country. You're like, oh, right.
Who plays Trump?
I don't know if they have Trump.
The bad...
Cersei's?
Cersei,
yeah. Maybe.
And I love her.
She seems more like Hillary to me. Maybe Trump, too. I don't know. I don't know if there's a Trump that I saw too clearly.
I'll have to watch and see. Maybe...
the last season was, like, pre-Trump. Started shooting before Trump.
Well, then they gotta write a Trump character.
Maybe he'll come in.
You're fired.
Dude, the one time I thought he really could have won is if he played this the whole way. It was the last debate. I just saw, like, half of it. But when she's like, oh, you claim the system is rigged, you claim the media's biased against you. She's like, he even claimed that the Emmys were rigged because he didn't win for The Apprentice. And just with, like, a little smile, he was like, I should have won. It was like, if that guy was there the whole time, just to laugh at himself a little bit, like, oh, he would have done so much better.
Yeah.
What else about periods? Let's go.
All right, that's good. Is this going to be edited or is this...
No,
like,
it's going to be the whole thing.
Like,
I don't bother with editing.
Periods, go political.
Periods to politics. Yeah.
It makes sense.
Here's the thing, because I'm pretty Republican the older I get, but I don't understand how women's bodies and religion got into Republican.
Yeah.
I don't get it, because it started off just totally economic.
Because it should be women who are Republicans and women who are Democrats.
Yeah, absolutely. But slowly but surely, now it's like...
isn't it when Reagan, he got the evangelicals into the Republican Party? And that's how the Republicans became Uber.
It's like when the Ice House became a Latino club when they had one taping of K Locos. And from then on, it was like a Mexican room.
Ah,
yes.
Interesting, but yeah.
Yeah, that doesn't seem like it should be. It seems like it's about tax breaks and about other stuff that aren't.
I really just don't want to give so much of my taxes away. That's really it about me being a Republican. But I also think that, you know, people, if they need to get an abortion, they should. People should have more, be more knowledgeable of a woman's body, especially if you're in Congress or in Senate.
Because the religious people are against it, the evangelicals are against that, and so like to garner their support, they're like, cool, we're against it too then.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So ridiculous.
Allegiances.
I know, but there are good socialist programs. Like, I definitely think, like, giving money for Planned Parenthood, and I got free women's health care.
Yeah.
With such a great perk.
That's great. I mean, I would absolutely... there are some tax things that I would absolutely give. But I think there's a problem with realistically and what you would want. You know, because what you want is, like, my taxes go to somebody who lost their job after 30 years of working and they need to, like, help their family. But realistically, it goes to an open micer who just doesn't want to have a job right now.
I mean, I was on unemployment for 9 years.
Oh, my
God. How the hell did you do that?
Commercial acting, it's the best for commercial acting. It's just a loophole. Because then you get a job, and you literally get fired after 2 days. You've made enough money. And then when you get a residual check for, like, $2,000, like, I don't collect that week. But you can only collect 26 weeks out of the year anyway, so you just collect in week 27 instead.
Wow.
It just pushes it back a week.
And that's what happens. That's all. That's
well. That's why Reagan. Yeah, Reagan took away welfare because there was some case of a woman on welfare driving a Cadillac.
Yeah.
And he's like, "Well, this is ridiculous. We're pulling it back." And all these people are like, "No. We actually need it. It's just that one woman. Take away from her. Don't take away from us."
I guess it's hard to regulate for everyone, right?
Yeah. But there's going to be some like.
There's going to be some assholes. I think it needs to be more statewide. Like Obamacare was originally presented for a statewide plan. Once you get nationwide, then things get lost in the loopholes, like you said, and you're no longer a person, you're just a number on a piece of paper.
Well, I definitely think my IUD situation was a stateside thing.
That's great.
Yeah.
Really?
It was very New York centric.
Medicaid, I think, is statewide.
I think that might be statewide.
Because it was under Medicaid.
Oh, well, that's great. Yeah. That I'm an absolute support for.
But it was that thing where, like, as soon as I lost my job, I was like, I'm going to go get medical stuff because it's great to be poor.
Oh, yeah. I had a staph infection once without it, and it cost me, with the office visit and the antibiotics, all the stuff, it cost me $9.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's great. You have to be poor or rich.
Yeah.
But you can be in the middle.
That was pre-Obamacare, too.
Yeah.
Just like...
Damn. I'm somewhere like right above being homeless, you know what I mean? And it would behoove me more to be poor. I think that's disgusting.
Yeah.
Absolutely disgusting.
That's what it is. You have to fold down.
Yeah.
To actually do better.
Yeah, I want to be, people should be going up.
You want to be in the middle part.
But the problem is the system's not set up that way. So if you're like trying to do better, you're actually getting screwed.
Yeah.
So then you just have to fold back and do less and you're doing better.
That's so horrible.
I don't know much about the ins and outs of actual Obamacare or things like that. I just do know that like a lot of my friends who are poor comics couldn't afford insurance before. And now still can't afford it, but still have to pay for it.
You have to.
And that's what I hate. But then you just do Medicaid.
But that's if you... Right, you can do Medicaid if you make under a certain amount of money. But if you make above that, then you have to pay for it.
I have to... I mean, I don't do it because I fly under the radar, but I would have to pay $200 a month for health insurance, which when I have that $200...
You can't afford that?
No. And when I have that $200, I want to write a sketch. I want to save money to go to L.A. I want to get these props and costumes.
You want
to
work?
I want to work and like start up my own small business.
$200 per month, $2,400 a year, which means to make that, you have to make $3,600.
Yes.
Wow. No one can... People don't have that.
Yeah, Obama was like kind of presented as if there was this great thing, but...
Well, the idea was everyone's covered, but it's not. Right. It's like there was no reform to the insurance companies. It was just like... You all have to be in now.
Well, it's good. It's good for somebody that like has cancer, you know,
and they can't deny pre-existing conditions. That part's great.
It's good for that, but it's not good for people who are really struggling and can't afford insurance.
And now we have to pay a fee or a
fine.
Fine.
I just pay the fine.
Yeah,
it's cheaper.
I paid the fine the first couple of years.
Right? I couldn't afford it, and I was like, I'll just pay the fine.
Yeah.
It's a few hundred. It's like $500 for the year.
Get a credit card and put your medical stuff on that if you have to go get.
And then also, even if you do have something, I had meniscus surgery in my knee. So it's like $1,000 deductible for the anesthesiologist on floor 3, another $1,000 for the doctors on floor 2. If you get an ambulance, another $1,000. It ended up costing me about $10,000. And
that's crazy.
I have insurance, I'm paying $10,000.
Yeah. And the reason why it's expensive is because of insurance.
Right, because they drive up the prices.
Yeah. So it's like this weird...
It's this crooked system.
Crooked.
Aspect. Remember when Obama came in, and here's another one where I sort of believed in what he was going to do, and then I don't know if he was just a straight liar, got corrupted, or just couldn't make the change. But like... He was like, we're going to have CNN in the room when we do the vote on insurance. And then all the senators and congressmen were like, no, you're not. Because we're pretty much all on the take.
Yeah.
So get those cameras away from us and we're just going to vote it down. I'm not going to see individually who voted it down. And then they won and he didn't. There was no reform to those fucking big companies. They all...
Wow. But they're all making so much money
off. Yeah. So much money.
And it's not like they say, do our stuff and we'll kill babies. It's like you can justify why it's better in some way. Fracking, let's say. It's like, well, you know, it does help.
Create jobs.
Yeah, you can justify it in some way.
Fracking, here's the thing. It doesn't create jobs for the locals. In fact, it drives out the locals. It creates jobs for people that already come from mega cities that have a college specialization in this. And then they can travel to that town and get a job. Yes, but as far as people, like Phil that lives 3 floors down or 3 houses down, he does not get that job. Phil does not get that job. He is driven out of town because the water is now poisoned.
What exactly does fracking do?
It goes, you go...
I know they go deep down, but what do they do?
You shake the soil and like minerals will come out of the shaking, and then you just collect that, put it in like a spinner, and then it creates natural gas.
You can't get down there. So it's inside like shale. So you have to crack open the shale and release these pockets of gas.
Earthquakes.
There's a place in Louisiana where, like, close to where I'm from, that a fracking company came in, but they didn't do their research on what was there before. And a salt mine was there before, way down. So what happens, a fracking company went down, and then when they went to shake, the whole thing collapsed. And now there's a giant hole. And there were people that fell into the hole. Whole homes went into the hole. People died.
Yeah, and they say, we'll do our research, we'll make sure. And it's like, well, you're trusting the company whose dollars are at stake to do the research to cost them more money.
Yeah.
And it's like, they're just not going
to. It's cheaper for them to just get sued.
Yeah, they'll just pay. Like, BP just paid. And it's like, that's who Hillary Clinton supports.
And the Koch brothers, they dumped gallons and gallons of pet coke, which is poisonous, in Detroit's inner cities. Because they said, it is cheaper for us to get sued than it is to find a safe dumping ground. And they were killing hundreds of people.
Wow.
Really uplifting over here.
Let's get back to periods.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
I'm kidding.
It's really a fucked system we have.
Yeah, and it feels like there's no way out unless we just...
No, money out of politics. That's the one thing you got to do. Well, you got to make it completely illegal for any business to donate anything in any way to any...
What people liked about Trump is that he's not a politician.
Yeah, I just wish he like... If it was you running with the same attitude. If anybody.
Yeah.
I like that idea.
Yeah. Wasn't there a law that was passed a few years ago that kind of slipped under the thing where companies can now donate however much they want?
It happened about 5 or 6 years ago. I remember hearing about an NPR and they go, this might be bad. And it's so bad.
Yeah.
It was like, this has changed everything. They can donate whatever they want. And pretty much that means if you don't abide, they can fire you by pulling their money away from you.
Yeah. Endless amounts of money, and they're not just going to give you money. What do you want?
That's the way to get rid of it. But now, who's going to vote to get rid of it? The people that are already on the take, and they're not going to vote to like give themselves a pay decrease.
No. What do we do, guys?
We
fling our period
bombs. The problem is they should really only have like a max income they can receive. Mm-hmm. That's the problem. They get too much money.
Or you can only spend $100,000 on a campaign. That's it. Whatever it is.
You only have a certain budget.
A million, whatever it is, where it's like, it doesn't matter. And no super PACs, just like, here's what you got.
Yeah. I was on a roof one time, long time ago, and I was like, I saw this convertible. Yeah. It was really beautiful, and it was like parked in kind of a poor neighborhood. I was like, what are these fuckers doing? So I just took out my tampon and I threw it, and it went inside the convertible.
Wow, nice.
A used one?
A used one. I pulled it out of my hoodie.
Day two.
Love it.
Day two tampon. Because it was in a neighborhood that was just now starting to gentrify. Because I'd been there a few years, and my landlord was like, $1,000 for rent next month. And I was like, what? And he was like,
because white people moved in.
White people were moving in. Even though I'm white, but I mean, come on, I want the good ones. You know?
Yeah, this neighborhood, 15 years ago, the mayor said, don't come here. I can't protect you.
Wow.
Yeah. And now it's like...
There's a vintage store next
yeah.
to you.
Yeah.
Like,
there's a Chabotatorium. Yeah, exactly. I know those people. They live in this building. They're cool.
But I was wondering, yeah. like, how are you making rent here?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It's a little vintage store.
They have four different people go in together.
Okay.
They go to like swap meets and stuff. And she said they're barely making their rent now.
Yeah.
They're not making money yet. They're just making their rent.
Is it a new place?
Yeah, about a year.
But who spends all this money at vintage stores? Who does this?
Us, our white girls.
I bought those Hamburglar glasses over there.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, they're pretty cool. Thanks.
I am into buying used stuff like furniture because I'm like, why do we need to be buying
new?
Yeah, it's like, ew, someone touched it. Like, what?
Who cares?
Well, it just seems like we could just stop making a lot of stuff and we would be fine by just reusing.
In other countries, they do that all the time.
Like, it's obvious, like, gift someone bags. Should.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, to put presents in. Like, we have enough of those.
Bags.
Yeah.
To make more.
Yeah. Plastic bags.
That's the bag. Here's your present. It's in here.
We don't need any more glassware.
No.
We could probably could just go to Goodwill.
Buy glasses.
There's a shit ton there. Yeah.
Just do that. Although my boyfriend's a big germaphobe, and he just moved into a new place, and I was like, just go to Goodwill and get a couch. He's like, I can't sit on something that somebody else has. He's like, I'm just weird with germs. And I was like, wash it off.
If someone's going to sit on your couch, though,
yeah,
like they're going to get the... Yeah, you have to like know whose germs they are.
He won't even, like, you know when a stewardess comes by and they like take your trash for the airplane?
Yeah.
He won't even give it to them.
It makes them pick it up?
Yeah, because he's like, I don't want to touch...
Germophobia is a completely like upscale problem.
Yeah.
It's like you don't have that in third world.
No, you have to get through.
Yeah,
no, it's you're not,
deal with
you're
it
you're
or
just
die.
A huge germ.
Yeah,
like, imagine that being in a third world country. They're like, you're just a huge germ.
Also, I just feel like you're doing yourself a disservice by trying to cut yourself off from
like,
immunity.
And I'm not a germaphobe at all, so I'll do things like, I picked a sandwich out of the trash, and it was on top of the trash, and it was our trash.
It was your trash, okay.
Yeah, it was our trash.
I thought you were going to say it was outside. I was going to say...
That's a little much, Amber. Yeah,
I've eaten french fries off, like, when I'm at Denny's waiting for my waitress to come, and I'm drunk, I know it's packed, and I see somebody just left a bunch of curly fries once, and Denny was like, I'm eating those. I saw them get up.
Fuck yeah. And he like, looks at me just like I just took a shit on the floor, you know? Or I've like eaten coworkers' fries if they throw them out in a trash can. I'm like, I know this person.
Yeah.
And by the way, I'm sure people listening will be, whenever we're talking about like getting money out of politics or whatever, like, here's why that won't work. But it's like, the bottom line is, it's also not working now. So like, try something else. But yeah, germs are not that bad. I'll wash my hands now when I get off the subway. That's about it.
Yeah. I didn't wash my hands once and I ate. And I was sick for 3 days.
Yeah.
And I have a good immune system, so I think it was like some black plague shit.
Yeah, you touch those poles, and it's like, I don't know what's going on. I finger blasted a girl once, and she got toxic syndrome. Yeah, we were sure it was a disease. And then it was like, no, it was that subway. We did it right after I got home.
Wow. Well, I saw a guy, the train was pulling up, and the dude was peeing, and we all saw him. And then he got on the subway, and then purposely touched all of the poles. Yeah, and looked at people in the eyes.
The city. Like, look away from me. I'm going to win.
Well, you've seen period blood on the
there
train
you go.
Seats.
Oh, it's like a
blood smear. Like a blood smear.
Oh, I never knew what that was. That's period blood, for sure.
It's got to be period blood.
All right, what do I not know about periods that...
It calls hawks.
No. Does that smell? It smells like iron. Tastes like iron.
I've never tasted my period.
What?
No.
I've tasted my cum.
I know what my blood tastes like, but I haven't tasted my period.
Have you guys? Have you?
I think
Amber,
I
figure like you of anyone would.
Yeah, it tastes like liver. Like liver and onions.
Metallic, right?
Are you guys into boning on periods or totally not?
I have.
I'm not into it because I don't want to ruin my sheets.
Yeah, my towels.
I'm already wasted.
So what about shower? When you're like in a recycle.
I'm not into boning in the shower because I feel like there's not enough space in there.
You've been with a guy for a long time.
Yeah.
It's when you're like not so much with somebody. It's like, we can get this done. It's like
time. It needs to get done.
Yeah.
Where I was like, I'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you get like a moment of like, all right, I'll take my, because I get girls like that sometimes on the road or something. It's like, give me a second. They go to the bathroom, take a tampon out, and that buys them like a little bit of time before it starts. I'm sure not day two, but like.
Day three or day four, you can and you probably won't ruin anything.
Yeah.
Or you might not even get anything.
It's not my favorite
you.
Thing to do it, but I will do it. I'll just put like a towel down.
Do you ever, when you do it, do you ever say, you can come inside me because I can't get pregnant now?
No, because I always feel like there is a small chance.
Yeah.
I've had girls say that.
Yeah.
And then that mixture of white and red, it's kind of interesting.
Strawberry shortcake.
Strawberry shortcake, yeah.
And then they have diarrhea.
I take girls' word for it. I know I shouldn't, but like...
You shouldn't.
Especially when they're emotional on their period.
I don't... Well, I'm not saying that you shouldn't trust any girl, but I just feel like anytime a girl says, you can come inside of me, like...
Mm, yeah.
You're taking a really big risk.
I feel like when they have their period, you really can't get pregnant.
But I heard that you could.
I heard you could, but odds are way down.
It's probably the same amount of chance as, like, on birth control.
Yeah. I mean, the worst-case scenario outbeats the best-case scenario. Worst-case scenario, she gets pregnant and you don't know her, and then now you got to pay child support for 18 years.
God. Or pull out.
Or, you know, best-case scenario, you pull out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Worst case, the other way, you have to pull out.
Don't take my word for it. Pull out. But I think you really can't get pregnant.
When it's a girl who's like, yeah, I will have an abortion. I don't want to at all, but like, I will.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, okay, now we'll take the risk.
And if you don't know her, do you supply the condoms?
Really?
Because women, I don't know any women, but I've heard women that will poke holes in them for like athletes.
It just depends how well you're doing in life.
I got a girl pregnant and I was just doing commercials, but like, I booked like 3 or 4, one big one early on. And he paid like, I think over 2 years, paid $40,000. Not life-changing, but pretty fucking good.
Yeah,
But anyway, I got somebody pregnant. My agent was like, dude, they don't understand how little these pay. They see you on TV, and they're like, oh, that's a cash-in moment.
Yeah.
You don't have to be an athlete. You just have to, like, seem
did
like
you, did you get somebody pregnant, and they were like, I'm going to keep it?
She thought about it for about a month.
Whoa. What did you do for that month?
Lost a lot of weight. Got antisocial, turned white. It was a rough month. You have zero power.
Do you think you'd be a good dad?
No.
I bet you're probably better than you think you
are. I know. I would if I was there, but I don't want to be there, so I'd be like, I don't want to do this. Yeah. If I would say, yeah, I want to be a parent now, I think I would be a good dad. But
yeah, but no. You'd be begrudgingly.
How old are you then?
28, 29. I was still working the parking lot at the Comedy Store. Like, you know, it's like I wasn't able to like care for myself.
Oh my God. I know there's a girl that I worked with that was... She was probably making $7 an hour and her boyfriend wasn't working and she had the baby and I was like, that's so crazy. Like, what? That's such a crazy, hard life.
Well, when that happens, you're just like, we're all picking up the slack there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pay for everybody.
Yeah.
When you, how long does the emotional stuff last?
Forever.
Just before? Is the pee in the PMS? Like, it doesn't mean once you start your period, you're not as emotional?
We can get post. I think I just get depressed for a week.
Yeah.
I mean, major depression. I feel like I have depression anyway, but like more of like, what's the point of life?
Wow.
Stuff. Yeah.
Like your brain fooling you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And if you have a really bad month, I mean, I've never been suicidal, but then I could understand being suicidal.
Are some women? Have you heard of that? Like,
no, but I definitely understand postpartum depression.
Yeah.
Where women would probably do crazy shit or suicidal.
Which wasn't even a thing medically a few years ago. They were like, you have a child, you like it. You're a woman, you do it. And then they don't understand, well, now this thing is outside of you and it's a whole different world and like your chemicals have changed.
And your hormones have changed. Yeah, exactly. Changed. So it's like,
and
I don't know, I'm supposed to be happy.
Nonstop, and there's no communication. Like, ugh.
They just consider
it horrible.
And so it's different, the kind of like feelings you get during the period and after. It's not just like I'm worn out from bleeding so much, but it's actually like mental changes.
Yeah. Anytime that I get super, like if I get super depressed or like start thinking about my life of like, what am I doing? It's mainly because I'm at that week of my period.
My mother told me once, when you're pregnant, you get a lot of attention, and then when you have the child gets all of the attention.
Oh, yeah.
So that's a part, that's another part of you feeling sad, which I can see.
Yeah, I can see that too. You were also, this is your goal for forever, and now you did it, and it's like, well, I haven't gotten to Valhalla. Like, I don't,
now
this
what?
Has really changed.
I understand, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think there is a magical moment that happens. I mean, I think you do have immense love, but I don't think there's that, like, ethereal love.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like it's,
oh,
like,
this is what I was going for.
Yeah.
Yeah. And mothers are often expected to just give up their personality.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You live second for the kid.
You live second. I just find that gross. My mother's vivacious and like has a huge personality.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. You think that? I don't think like women are expected to give up their personality.
They do.
I think so.
You live your whole life for your kid. Your kid becomes first. You become second.
And that's all you talk about.
Uh huh.
That's all people think.
God, they're so boring.
I think if I had a kid, that would not be how I.
You sure? Them. Yeah. Because what did we say about each other? We're incapable of love.
I'm not saying I wouldn't love it, but I'm not going to just like listen to this kid all day. Like if I was going to start a conversation with you about your kid, like how's Dylan.
No one butts in line. No one butts in line more than a parent who thinks like I have to protect my child. Yeah, that whenever they do public policy, it's always like you got to protect our children. It's like,
oh, I get annoyed because I used to have friends that would be like, "You're taking money out of my child's mouth," and I'm like, "You smoke pot every day."
Yeah, you take it out plenty of your own.
Shut up! Like you're just using your kid as an excuse to be a dick.
Yeah, yeah. It's just like do goody.
Yeah. My friend had moved to, like, I guess a nicer area of Westchester, and she had rescued these pit bulls. And so she had three of them, and, like, all the parents in the neighborhood came to her house and was like, "We're all concerned about your pit bulls attacking our children." And I was like, "Did you ask them if they looked at all the pedophiles who were going to fuck their kids?" Mm-hmm. Like, that's what I just instantly thought of.
You're more at risk for that.
Yeah, than, like, these pit bulls.
Well-trained pit bulls.
Yeah. Well, are the pit bulls enclosed, or are they just, like, wandering the streets?
No, the pit bulls are in her house.
With those, like, jagged necklaces.
No, they're in her house. They're, like, rescued pit bulls that are, like, trained, and all these, like, parents automatically assume they're going to attack their...
We have kids! You can't do that! We have kids! And it's
like, there are pedophiles.
Yeah, but there's adults who don't want to get attacked also.
Everywhere. Like, you don't even know that guy right there is going to probably fuck your kid.
Ugh.
That's why I got these pit bulls.
So they don't attack me.
Attack the pedophiles. I always thought pit bulls were good with kids. They were like the pet to have for the family because they protect.
Yeah. I mean, they're not just going to randomly attack kids.
They got a bad rap, I think, for a while.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's the owners that are...
Yeah.
They use them because they're loyal.
Yeah.
I was going home and was driving through home and they were just like roving dogs around the town. And, that's kind of cool. Oh, no, this was in Louisiana.
Oh, okay. In Italy, there's just dogs all over the place.
Well, oh, yeah. Right? Yeah, Thailand, they don't believe in abortion or neutering dogs. So there's strays of both.
Kids.
Strays, yeah. Just out late at night.
Yeah, wow. But you're definitely walking around like, is a dog about to attack me now? I don't know what's up.
They seem like in those countries, they put down the dogs that bite, which is immediately like, you're out.
Yeah.
But everything else, they view them as like squirrels, where they're just like, oh yeah, I wish.
Do they put down the kids too? This one's a biter.
Yeah, get rid of them.
Put a gun to a kid's face.
Is there anything else about periods that men don't really know?
What else? I don't think so.
Yeah, emotion, the getting.
That's tough to have to go through that shit every fucking month. God, we get
and then
so
I guess
tired.
The other thing too is like you dread it every month, and then I think when you don't get it, now you're like, my life's over. Because that's the other thing is like when you go through menopause, I think a lot of I think a lot of people feel like now my life's over. Because
you're not a woman anymore.
Yeah, no, well, you're sexual.
You're still a woman, but I guess you can't produce life. You know.
I'll tell you when I had depression. I'm sure probably most of us have had it at some point. But like when you take pills, whatever, and it kind of goes away, it gets covered up, whatever. But like you almost feel like you miss it for a little while, even though it was a shitty thing.
Depression.
Yeah, but it's like this is part of my life. Now it's not.
It's a feeling.
Yeah. It's an actual feeling. Yeah.
Yeah, it's an actual emotion.
Yeah, I wonder if women go through that with menopause. We're like, it's a stupid,
well,
shitty thing I had to do.
I guess
month,
there's like a lot of physical things to menopause, right? Where you're like getting hot flashes and like I think your
that
emotions are kind of crazy. And then I guess there's also the aspect where you're like, now I'm dried up and I'm about to die.
Yeah. So you're like kind of useless now.
I think it's
right.
Mortality.
Now you're like, I'm totally useless.
Right, you're not a breeder at all anymore.
Mm-hmm. And you also, like, lose the... something I feel like getting older as a woman, I feel like I'm becoming less attractive or sexual or wanted. Like, I'm losing my power.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Ari only wants to have... Ari won't have sex with women in their 30s anymore.
What?
So he thinks gross. We're all disgusting.
But, like, yeah, but not all, but, like, the numbers go way down. But, like, here's the cool thing, though, is if your power doesn't come from sex, then you're fine. If your power comes to your mind, then it's okay.
But that's definitely a part of it. Like I'm a sexual being. I'm a woman, you know. And I think the older I get, the more
you lose that.
Yeah.
There's a part.
Yeah, for sure.
We're like men who are like in their 40s and 50s want 20-year-old girls. We're like,
men in their 40s are, some of them are disgusting.
For sure.
Where I wouldn't even want them, and they're like, we don't want you either. Like, that's
so
just
great.
The weird,
I mean,
thing
I would lose out to the girls in college I was with, two older guys. I was like, it's fucking bullshit. And now it's like, oh, cool.
Yeah.
I was telling somebody that the other day, and he's like, oh, so now you as an older woman feel like me as a bald man in my 20s. And I was like, that's not the same thing, man. You can get hair growth, and also bald is fine, and you can be older.
It's similar.
It's similar, but it's still, it's bald is fine. It's, you know.
Yeah,
you
guys can, and you, I hate them as yeah. Girls don't put that much emphasis on,
no.
If no, guys girls, I think girls don't put as much emphasis on looks as guys.
Yeah, that's what it is. When it's like, girls can fuck anywhere they want, that's why guys always say, that's a hacky joke at this point. You know,
girls can fuck anywhere.
Yeah, girls can just go into a bar and just say, let's go, fuck, they can yeah. fuck. But it's like, they don't want to fuck any guy. They're not looking for that.
No.
Yeah. Well, I feel like now that I'm older, some of the stuff that I did when I was, if I did what I did when I was 20s, like.
What?
Like, I remember I emceed a week for this male comic, and I kept, like, botching up the beginning part, like, the introduction, like, because he had a long introduction kind of thing with a lot of credits. And I think he was kind of nice to me, but I think because he thought I was just, like, a cute 21-year-old.
Right.
Mm. Now that I'm 38, I feel like if I did it, he would not find that cute.
Yeah, there's, like, Rita Butler. Like, her act for a while was, like, this like, ditzy kind of like,
well, I don't know.
And that played in her 20s, but now it's like, fucking learn something.
Yeah.
Don't be that.
Like, kind of have to change.
Rita Rudner.
No, does she still do that?
I don't know. Oh. But like that doesn't, same thing with that Dane Cook style where it's like, it's okay to be this goofy, like certain styles just don't
translate.
Yeah, but for women get excused on the idea that like, oh, you're like a new comic. Like, no, I've been doing it for 10 years. I'm just 31.
Yeah.
Ooh.
You know?
I also feel like, like when you're older, maybe not this, but I'm probably when you're like 45 and your looks kind of fade a little bit, then you're just that annoying lady.
Lady, yeah.
Like as a comic?
Yeah, or just in general, anybody. Like in a work situation or
lady, move.
Politics. Yeah, like you're annoyed where if you were just like a young 20-year-old saying
the same thing.
Yeah.
It's like, ah, youth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
well, that's when I think you have to become a lesbian and people respect you. Mm. Like when you're 45, because then you're like one of the guys. And they're like, yeah, we respect her.
Guys she's love lesbians, yeah.
She's a dyke.
Yeah, because there's no sexuality there. You're like, I can't get laid.
And it's like, so it's like I don't have to be attracted to you because you're not, you're like into women. We're all into women.
It's
know?
Like Christopher Hitchens said the only funny women were black women and dykes. Yeah, he didn't even say lesbians. He said dykes. He meant dykes.
Good for him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think that's part of it, where it's like, we're laughing at you just because we're laughing at your jokes. And there's no, like, extra thing to it.
Sexuality?
Yeah, because I've heard my...
And they had to learn how to be funny on their own without, like, having guys, like...
Laughing just because they're hot. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because they want to fuck you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember this girl who was on Punk one year with my friend, so I met her, but she was, like, super hot.
Yeah.
And I remember we're at a bar. She's kind of annoying, but she was like in a fun way. And then it hit me like, oh, she's doing the exact same thing as this guy Fat James, who annoyed everybody. And like, that's the same exact behavior. I'm totally excusing it on one side, and like, let's not hang out with him on the other.
Yeah.
Because she's hot and you want to.
Because she's hot. Yeah.
But
it's just excusable.
Got, like, look like Fat James.
Yeah. Then it would be like, stop it. Yeah.
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 Yeah, you're given a little bit more leeway.
Yeah, and that must suck when that goes away, if it does go away, or slowly, little by little, goes away.
Yeah, you begin to realize people aren't finding you cute anymore, and now you have to find a different skill level.
Mm.
Yeah.
But if you don't adapt, I mean, just adapt.
Just do it. But some people just, if you're scurrying by on that for so long, it's like how...
That's what you've learned.
Yeah. Like, I think I've learned to be funny because I've never just been the cute girl.
Yeah.
Well, it's like when you get to college and or grad school, or even when it's like the Asians get ahead.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh yeah, they've been studying the right way since they were 7.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Like, they're not like, huh, how do I, I'll buckle down. Like, you don't have the skills to. You haven't, like, done the work to know how to do this.
You didn't know, you haven't been cramming your whole life.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You don't know how
you
to, like.
You think it's cramming. But it's really like, oh, you just haven't worked hard on a regular level.
First time.
Yeah.
Yeah, or like, you ever do like well, we're all comics. You ever do like an actual like 8-hour day? Like, sucks. How do you do it? And you're like, oh, this is what everyone does every single day.
Yeah.
And you're like, really? Terrible. How do you guys do that?
No.
I would kill myself.
Well, I think it's like people always talk about like SNL being a crazy work schedule, and I'm like, yeah, but you get 2 weeks off after.
Yeah, and you're writing sketches. You're not like putting in numbers into a machine.
Yeah,
work. Or picking up something heavy.
Yeah, like manual labor on the hot sun.
Oh, yeah, my hands are soft.
For 8 hours. Yeah, like, that work sucks. Or picking tampons out of a broken fan in a tunnel in the city.
I would rather do that job than the job I had years ago where I would just file numbers into books.
So boring.
It's hard.
That's really boring. I'm done filing stuff. That's really boring. It's really boring.
Yeah, and you look at a clock and it just does not move.
Mm-mm. And you have to bend over and put it in the right letters.
I did file clerk stuff once.
It's horrible. I did it for 3 years in a room alone with no music, no sound, no nothing.
Wow.
I would have gone insane.
You do kind of go insane after an 8-hour workday because you have to fight with your brain to keep it positive.
And you're not talking to anybody.
You can't talk to anybody. And you have to
Can you just go to sleep?
You can't because the boss would walk by the room, and if they saw you kind of like sitting there or nodding off, they'd be like, chop chop.
Oh.
You know, it was really bad.
Oh, that sucks.
I feel like they never look at those files.
They never look
at those files. I filed for my dad, and I was like, I don't think I've ever seen him go into his filing cabinet.
It's just they need to know where it is. Yeah, I did it for a law firm. I had actually a boss who was trans, a man to woman, pre-op though. Yeah, fucking Caitlyn Jenner's not a hero. She got on the cover of magazines. This guy was fucking in 1992.
Yeah.
It was just like people were like, what is that? I don't understand. And just live in it.
Yeah. This might sound shitty of me, but I get a little bit personally offended when someone like Caitlyn Jenner is a wealthy man, goes into a womanhood and then just calls himself a woman.
Uh-huh.
Not saying that a woman who's never had her period isn't a woman. You know, you could still be a woman, but you've never gone through pain.
I get that.
You've never
bled. You haven't bled.
You haven't bled.
You haven't done the work that we've all done.
You've got to be like, and also realize you have a finite amount of eggs, and then when they're gone, you feel like a dried up person that is no longer usable. You don't have that. I don't.
You skipped all of it.
You skipped all of it.
Or she did.
Call yourself a woman. I find it.
I wouldn't say that's unfair. That's I can see that for sure. No, because you put in all this hard work. Not that you would want to, but you did it anyway.
I did it.
You get to skip all like. Somewhat of the slight oppression that you get.
Yeah, of being like a little girl and having older men come and hit on you and you like are outside of your league.
Oh, yeah. Have to deal with that.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Well, also, I think he's just skirted getting raped. Because, like, I think people are less likely to rape you when you've been a man first.
Yeah.
Well, like, I think that's a lot.
Also, when you're 55, whatever he is.
Yeah, so I think he skipped a lot of his good rape years.
Yeah, we have to worry about it all the time, so he can't really associate with being a woman
that way.
That's
like the best time to be a woman, when you're, like, old and you used to also have a dick, and maybe you still have a dick.
I wonder if, like, enlisted people in the army get resentful of those people who go straight to the officer corps. And never, like, did the private stuff.
Yeah, I assume so. But also, this isn't something that I could, like, say in casual conversation. Because people are like, whoa, you're a bigot. And I'm like, I understand people who want to live a life short.
I don't understand why you can't say that. I think you can say that on stage.
Yeah?
And make it funny.
Oh, thank you.
You got on stage, but you couldn't say it on a HuffPo interview.
That's true. Well, fuck those people.
Who cares about Huffington Post? They go back and forth.
And honestly,
Huffington Post loves Amy Schumer, and then as soon as something comes out, they're like, "Oh no, Amy Schumer did this." So like, Huffington Post is real fucking scabby anyway.
Yeah.
They have like no opinion on their own.
You're right.
They don't. They're all just a bunch of bullies, really.
They are garbage. They're like, they take whatever is popular. It's not like they stand by somebody, and they're never going to defend anyone. They're just like, whatever is new. So if everyone loves Amy, they love Amy. If people are bashing her, she did that formation video, and now they're like, well, people are against Amy. It's not like they are sticking up for Amy.
Yeah.
They're just like, well, people are against her now. It's like
Huffington Post, I really
think that was news.
Well, I read it on the Huffington Post.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, Huffington Post is really just like flip-flop. They have.
Yeah, I went in for an interview there once, and I remember being in there and was like going like, you guys have fucking bashed the fuck out of me. You wanted my career over, and now you're...
That's what I mean. Yeah. They're gonna go whatever.
Yeah,
they don't care. They don't have.
Yeah.
They're not loyal.
If you did do that bit, Amber, it would, you'd be fine with it, and then 6 years later, you'd get in trouble for it.
Yeah, probably.
You know?
But I would also like to set myself as the kind of person that's like,
I don't fucking care.
Well, yeah. You did preface it with your opinion, and it seems like a valid opinion.
Yeah, if you take it in context.
Why would you be offended, you personally, where you're like, that's a good
If you take point. It in context, they won't take it in context.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think it would work in the middle, in the road, but in New York, people would be, they would be a little, but fuck
them. Maybe, but then it's like, let it be uncomfortable.
Yeah.
It's okay. And then I'll justify my opinion, and then we'll all go home okay.
I think everybody should just burn in hell, especially the
people are uncomfortable through most of it.
Well, it's annoying that you can't speak your opinion without having, I mean, I guess that's the thing of having, like, a free country of being, I can be like, well, I disagree with that.
Yeah.
But I do get annoyed when, if I talk about herpes, because Joe has it.
Yeah.
And people clamp out, and you can't, or clamp up, and you can't make humor of it, and I was like, well, this is why everyone gets it. It's because we're not talking about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
we're not laughing about it, and it's really not that big of a deal. It's a major inconvenience, but
I'm doing a STD bit, and part of the reason I like doing it is because, like, I want to destigmatize just the idea of talking about it, or, like, calling people.
Yeah.
I talked about it with Lewis. I've never once gotten a phone call saying, hey, I got something. You need to get tested. And of course I fuck someone who has gotten something.
Yeah.
So, like, why have I not gotten that phone call? People aren't making those phone calls.
Oh, and they should.
They should, for sure.
Yeah.
Because it's too uncomfortable.
And no one's saying it up front.
Or maybe they just hate you so much.
They're like, I hope he gets it.
No, or they're just like, I'd rather not talk to him and just let
him. I'd rather let him give it to other people.
Yeah.
Yeah, but at least if you're talking about it or discussing it on stage, you
By the way, I don't have heard this. I just want to say that.
I know, I was saying Joe, like, Sierra doesn't have it.
Yeah.
But when you, like, I've seen two other comics talk about having it on stage, and you can just automatically hear the audience get, like,
and it's 1 out of 4. Why is it that crazy?
I don't know, but I've talked about stuff from my childhood, and all of a sudden the audience is like, and I'm like, why do you care about my childhood?
Yeah.
It's just something so weird where the audience just takes on everything.
Or getting offended for you, where you're like, if I'm saying this, that means I'm all right with talking about it.
Yeah, sometimes people get offended and they think being offended means they're smart.
Yes.
I'm like, I'm smarter than you because I'm upset. Really? Are you, though? Or are you just, like, right
up? You haven't been able to compartmentalize enough. Somebody made a flood joke after Katrina, and it's like, I knew someone who lost their home, and I was like, yeah?
Who cares? I joke about Katrina. I went through Katrina. Go fuck yourself.
We know it's terrible.
We have to joke about
it. So we're making light of it.
Yeah.
Didn't you have, you had a good example where you had a, I remember you telling the story somewhere, you had a friend who did a 9/11 joke, and someone in the audience was like, my friend died in 9/11 or something, what did your friend say?
Was, oh yeah, well, this is never going to be funny for you. It was his brother, my brother died in 9/11, so yeah, then you're, yeah, this is, you're one of the 5,000 people who will never laugh at this joke.
Yeah, yeah, but the other people will, so yeah. Who cares?
You gotta keep it shut, man, I get it, it's your thing, I get it, but, like, shut up. There's plenty of stuff I say. If I see a Holocaust joke done really badly, that's a bad example, because I can laugh at most of those. But anything done really badly, I'm like, meh. But I'm not like, I'm going to stand up and make a scene and walk out. It's just like, please move on. My head.
Saying that you went through it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I went through that.
Okay.
Well, like, are we supposed to just cater our acts to everyone individually, like, know where
you're
at?
Then you have awful entertainment. That's the problem.
Totally.
You have nothing interesting.
Yeah, it's what college acts are.
You would never have you'd never have South Park. You would never even have Seinfeld. You would never have anything that some people get joy out of.
Oh, yeah. Joe and I were watching Almost Famous last night, and we were saying how there's one scene where she's passed out. Penny Lane, and the kid gives her a kiss, and he's like, this is the only time I can do it. And at that time, I remember seeing that movie, and you're like, oh, this is
so sweet.
Sweet moment. And then now you're like, he violated her. And also, she's the time when she first met that band, she's 15 years old and is fucking 20 year olds or 25 year olds.
Yeah.
There's a movie I've seen recently, too, that was like that, where I was like, yeah, I'm sure. Back then, and this was cute, and now people are like, this is rape.
Yeah, that's why you can't really take something that happened a decade ago or more and say, look what you did or how you acted. I'm like, times were different. I don't even remember how they were, but times were different.
It's different. We used to think AIDS was a gay disease.
Do you know what it was originally called?
What?
GRIDS.
GRIDS?
Yeah, gay-related immune deficiency syndrome.
Oh my god.
Yeah, for the first, like, year or two.
Yeah.
Was it really?
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you, I remember I got STD checked and AIDS or HIV test in Houston at one of the free clinics in the Montrose area.
Yeah.
Which is
a very gay, predominantly gay neighborhood, and the way I was treated was like, you're in a monogamous relationship with a hetero. It was like, why are you here?
Why are you here?
Yeah. That's how I got treated.
That was Kenison's joke.
It was so crazy. We were like, oh, obviously, because the questionnaire on when you fill out the survey on it is, how many partners have you had in a day? Have you had sex at a bathhouse? It was all stuff where you're like, none of this. Like, yeah. Not even house. Close.
Have you had anal sex with someone with AIDS?
Yeah.
Gay people still can't donate blood to this day.
Oh, no. Really?
Yeah.
I can't just test it real quick?
Oh, I think it takes like a year to go through testing, but it's still like you're gay, you might have AIDS. It's still in the brain wire. Like
I remember getting tested at Planned Parenthood. They don't have to obligate it. They should still be able to get stickers though. Like wanted to donate blood, but not allowed.
Yeah, like the attitude is there.
They tested me and she goes, "No, if it does come back, we'll have it within a day or two or a week, and that's just then you'll come back and get more tests because there is a chance that it's a false positive." And I was like, I wasn't worried, but I was like, is that ever really a false positive? She goes, no, it means you have AIDS.
Oh my god!
But like we don't want to like
false positive.
It says you might have it, and then you test more, and then like it maybe you don't.
Yeah, but that's not.
That's a false positive.
They're just making you do it again.
Yeah, guys, let's wrap this up.
Periods.
Where can
we get AIDS from period blood?
I think so. Oh, can you? If you go down and grow on a period, can you get AIDS?
I thought you can just through blood.
Yeah, but is it that kind of blood?
If you're listening, write it in on the Facebook comments.
If you've gotten AIDS through period blood, let us know.
I don't know.
Yeah. Well, let's try it.
All right.
Let's try.
Yeah. Adrian and Sarah, you guys got a podcast that you just started?
Yes, on SoundCloud called Vag.
Vag. SoundCloud. It's also on iTunes, right?
Okay. As well.
And Laughable. Should be laughable soon.
Yeah. Oh, that's a thing?
Yeah, it's a new one. It's a podcast app. It's like way better.
Oh, I'll look into that. I'm learning everything as I go.
Yeah, and then if you have like, so on this podcast, it'll have like your guys' podcasts.
Oh,
like,
that.
It'll have like your websites too.
I thought when you said is it laughable, meaning
no, like, was it funny?
I was like, yeah, I think so.
What's it called?
For women, it's funny.
What's it called?
Badge.
Just badge.
It's not like badge, but
with B-A-D-G-E. Oh, that's cool. How many episodes in are you?
Six.
Hell yeah, we're starting brand new.
Yeah, new badge. Fresh okay.
Amber, what do you got?
I got a podcast too called Brighter Side. We take difficult, grimy topics and try to make a brighter side of it.
I love it.
Really?
That's great.
Give me an example.
We did a guy that attempted suicide twice and just made jokes about him.
That's cool.
I think that's great.
I love doing that when you find out, like, what's her name? Found out she had cancer. Sophia Alexander. Comic. I'm like, how you been? She's like, I'm not great, cancer. And then it's like, you know, she just heard pity constantly.
Yeah.
So instead, I'd just rather go, cool. That's you get a lot of presents and stuff. Yeah. Like something to make it like take your mind off the horrible.
Yeah, you gotta laugh.
And then people are treating you.
Does she still have cancer?
Yeah, she still has cancer. She's going through chemo.
Oh, she should just submit a half hour at Comedy Central.
For sure, or HBO probably.
Yeah, yeah.
HBO is the cancer.
Oh yeah, while it's hot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, how long is she doing stand up?
Does she have a half hour? I think so.
Oh yeah,
she did my show this year. She was really good.
If you got kids, whatever happened to that guy that said he was going to die and he got the HBO special and he's still not dead?
What happened with him?
I think he got
surgery and he's okay.
He said he had a procedure that gave him 5 extra years.
Yeah,
which
that's
is a very specific amount. But I tell you what, from Rebecca texting Andy Haynes saying, and he was, because I was like, I want specific reason, like tell me exactly. And he goes, I was in the room and I heard the doctor say, this is a death sentence for you. And I was like, he didn't tell you that? He goes, no, I heard the doctor say that.
That's pretty legit.
Okay.
But it's still in like
territory I don't like going into.
Yeah.
Look, I think if you're gonna go through that much work to lie, you deserve it. Like,
my thing is, why is HBO giving out specials of people that are dying if he is fully dying? It's like, come on,
he's black.
That's nothing to do.
It's a great time to be black.
Yeah, is he funny though?
He's a 4-year comic.
No, he's 7.
7, fine, still.
I mean, I've met people who've been doing comedy for 15 years and they're still not funny.
Yeah, well, right.
That's true.
You're like, just please go.
You're just waiting to get cancer for a special.
Oh. I think it would have been badass as soon as the special came out, waited a week, and be like, guys, I faked it, and I was the only way I can get in, and I fucking used
the system.
Man, everybody would have been like, fuck yes.
Well, I did read stuff about him that he did change his name because he did have like some domestic dispute with some woman, so like he changed his name. So there was some stuff like that.
Yeah, the same name as the other well-known. What's his name? God, I forgot. He produced Off the Wall.
Quincy Jones.
Yes.
Yeah. What about your Twitter addresses?
Stolemach.
Stolemache.
Mine's even longer. A. Appalucci. AIAPALUCCI.
It's like smelling Mississippi, where you're like, is it one C, two P's?
I will tell you that both your names I've had to look up multiple times.
That makes me
see how many P's and L's and C's. Yeah.
Yeah, we make it difficult.
Yeah, and the H on Sarah.
I'm Amber Smelson. I would be Amber Nelson, but there's another Amber Nelson.
Ah, fuck that bitch.
She lives in Baltimore and is in SAG before I got on it.
Whoa, she's an actress too.
Yeah, but even though she's been out of SAG for years, hasn't worked in 10 years.
They won't take it away from her.
You know, she won't take it away because she's kind of crazy. I've spoken to her. She's kind of crazy.
So. An actress? A failed actress who's crazy?
She's not going to do it just on purpose now.
Yeah, yeah, just on principle.
I can do things. I have talent. They'll find me eventually.
Yeah. She's been on auditions under my name.
Really?
Really?
Roger Waters films here. Or John Waters.
John Waters in Baltimore. Good for you, honey.
The Wire.
Yeah.
That's true.
I walked by. They were shooting one day.
Girl?
I could do something.
She's white. She went on Kurt Metzger's pilot's audition.
Wow. Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, she told me she did. And then I spoke to Kurt. And he said, oh, I talked to our casting director. He said she was a no-show. And I was like, I think your guy's just saying that because all of those industry types, they don't want to ever say, oh, I did something wrong.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whatever. Whatever.
All right. Well, thanks, guys.
I think I'm going to go pee-pee.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you need to go first?
No, you can go.
Okay, thank you. It's loud as hell.
Well, wasn't that gross? So I took that tampon that we put ketchup water on, and I did a Punch Drunk Sports podcast, my sports podcast with Teeb and Tripoli. Did that right afterwards, and Ren Azizi was in. And we've had two studios already we've been in, and Ren Azizi's gagged. When I show up my butthole for some sort of shit, he almost barfs. So I held up, I was like, oh, I know what I'm going to use this for. And I held up that on Skype. I let Ren Azizi see it, the bloody tampon. And then I started licking it. I bit it. And he was like, ugh, and he fucking fully barfed, you guys. That tampon went on to have a great career in comedy. Two podcasts it went on. Ladies and gentlemen, that's the episode. I hope you weren't too grossed out by it. Men, I guess we do got to get over it. But it's still bloody. It's fluids. Fluids are never okay. I mean, in almost anything, they're never okay. We all have those eye boogers, but if I take an eye booger out and put it on a table, everyone's going to be like, ew, Ari, gross. But, although, on the other hand, I can talk about eye boogers on stage, and no one's going to be like, fucking feel weird. Anyway, that was the episode. Don't forget to check out those ladies' podcasts. And, yeah, and then November 5th, I'm shooting my special, you guys. Shooting it. Very quite soon. I'm excited. It's all coming together. Musicians, really, if you have anything, not just any, but you know, really fucking hard, just a cool lick that I can really put on and just have it over a 10 to 15 second graphic. Cool, like illustrated graphic. And then it'll be like, you know, the special stuff will come out, but two different ones. So if you have something, let me know. I don't know how to find anything. I can't option the White Stripe stuff. And I really don't know what it should sound like. That's the problem. I really don't know what it should sound like. But something cool. Anyway, Thank you for tuning in, everybody. Don't forget to check this out on Laughable, the new podcast app. That iPhone podcast app sucks. You all know it sucks. So if you're on an iPhone, check out Laughable. They have like 1,200 podcasts up now, and how it works, well, you'll see it, but you can get like, so if I have, you know, Joe List on my podcast, you can click on Joe List and it'll take you to Tuesdays with Stories. So you see what other podcasts they've done. It's just real fucking, what's the word? I don't know, whatever it is. It's a good podcast app. Really easy to use too. That's it. I'm excited. Doing my special. Hope to see you guys there. I will be using those Yonder pouches. I'll explain more next week, but expect to turn your phone over to me. You still have it on you. I'll explain next week while it's special, but you're going to lose yourself and fucking enjoy yourself in the moment for once. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in, and thank you for making this the most downloaded month I've ever had. It already, I'm like a tiny bit behind, so for sure it'll be more than that. Pretty fucking cool. Thank you for telling your friends about this podcast. And check out Punch Drunk Sports while you're at it. We have a lot of fun. All right, you guys. Thank you very much. For Sarah Tolomash, Adrian Appalucci, and Amber Nelson, I am Ari Shaffir saying so long for episode 282 and Flow. Goodbye.
Strap on your red wings. It's time to make this bird sing. My bed looks like the elevator from The Shining. Contemplate, don't hate, because I look like Sharon Tate or a piece of rare steak when I masturbate. Bleeding since 11, bitch. I ain't new to this. Feels like a werewolf is living in my uterus. My body never feels quite as uncute as this. I want to cover up my shit like Hasidic Jewish shit.
Wake up to a bloody side of the bed. I'm looking like a goner. I'm dead like Laura Palmer. I'm kind of worried about toxic shock. I've had a tampon in my box since like 4 o'clock. Hard boy. My egg and pump me like a keg. My pad is soft, and like Laura Croft, he's about to raid my tomb. Motherfucker, I got a bloody womb. Motherfucker, Miss Wednesday, what's a maxi pad?
Shut your pothole, Ashley. You gotta shut it.
I need OBs. I run to the Dwayne Reed. I cop the mine, all the chocolate, and the Kraft mac and cheese. Maybe I call the weed man and I smoke some trees. Lay in the cut and I
bleed, bitch, bleed.
Baking cherry pie in the Kotex, blood dripping down your neck. After sex, I'm not Sookie Stackhouse.
I'll send your invitation.
I'm chilling on a yacht on my Red Sea vacation, sipping Bloody Mary. Shit is scary, gnarly like a blonde date with your homegirl Carrie. Torn in half like Dolly Stilo. You know the vino spilling from my hole could fill a carafe. I wouldn't laugh if I were you. Don't fuck with Claire. About to rain in blood, bitch. Slayer. Time of the month for your grandma draws. Make the water turn red like da da Jaws.
Miss Wednesday, what's a period? Once a month, your ovary releases an egg which travels down your fallopian tubes and embeds itself in the lining of your uterus. This is a 28-day cycle. And after that, your egg gets released with the lining and shoots down the corridor and bleeds into your panties. Tell me your off-head red paint so natural. Collect it once a month and know it don't fuck from your ass. Oh, I'm hungry and it's time to munch. I swear like spaghetti, got marinara on my tongue. And if you got a heavy flow, I do you in the shower. I keep my bed spray clean, smelling like flowers, driving bloody round the block, getting tampons for the sock, leaving reds. Pieds when your motherfucking mailbox drip your tampon strings out. Cause it's shark weed, John Wayne, Red River. Flowing like a creek, it's about to get real fishy. Swimming in your meat, I got a 10-foot dildo if she look at real beat. Look this nasty ass trick trying to get with me. I ain't stab you, bitch. You just in heat.
What, are you scared of this?
Shark week.
Just a little blood.
Shark week?
It makes me more powerful.
Shark week. Maxi pain? Is that what it is? Shark week.
You can't floss on our level. You know why? Because we use a tampon string.
Girl, are you on your periods this morning?
Shark week. Marina Abramovich.
Yeah. Well, that ain't fun. That don't sound good at all. It's not Shark Month, it's Shark Week.
That's good. Alright, cool.